talked about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Wait, sorry, what's the situation?
What do you mean?
How does this work?
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
I'm sick and tired of hearing about what a great hockey team the Soviets have. Screw them. This is your time.
And moving on to hockey, everybody still hates hockey.
He shoots, he scores. Yeah, Eric. Hey, what's up, man? It's me, Mr. Khan, dude. I need you to take care of something for me, man. Yeah, I got these guys. I want you to double-cross for me, man. Yeah, they did me some wrong in the past, so yeah. So I'm going to take care of them, dude, all right? So I'm going to go. I'm going to send you to go make a fake drug deal, all right? I want you to take care of this for me, man, all right? You get paid. You'll get paid plenty, all right? Just take care of this for me, dude, all right? Everything's going to be okay, all right? Say hi to the family for me, okay? Yeah, man. He's gonna go down smoothly, dude. Double cross. All right, man, I gotta go. Later.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Florida?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Roll up. This one seems to be about to quit.
What?
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine, dude.
You think there's rooms at the Marriott available, you know?
Some of that meat.
This one seems to be about cement.
Let's all keep it funky now.
I don't have another cent.
We're on a rocket ship to the moon. Some nights the rocket fuel that lives in the tip of my saber.
Let's pass it around.
It's not my kind of humor.
And now.
Attention. Could Dick Hertz please report to surgery? Dick Hertz. Hey, wait a minute. Dick Hertz is on vacation.
Our feature presentation.
What's up, party people?
Yeah.
It's Friday. It's the 8th of April, Lingus. How you doing, Lisa?
I'm doing great, Bean. How are you?
Lisa sounds sexy today.
Yeah.
She looks sexy.
What's going on with that?
Just feeling a little tousled and sleepy. You know what I mean?
Are you?
That kind of thing.
You just rolled out of bed?
Just rolled out of bed.
This is going to be a good day. I like it. Well, it's kind of sad. It's a little embarrassing. I might as well just get it out of the way first thing. You know, with the government shutdown looming, they're starting to tell non-essential personnel to stay home. So I'm sorry there's no Kevin today. I apologize for that, but he's been asked to go on furlough until the budget is worked out.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Someone's got to go.
What are you going to do? You can't fund everything.
Right.
So, apparently they did, they went to every department and they said, okay, who can you live without? So they sent Kevin home. So it's kind of sad, but hopefully we'll get everything worked out and he'll be back on Monday. Here's a great story. I want to thank Kevin Bean listener Melissa for sending this to me. I am so jealous of this woman in Brooklyn right now. She got jury duty. So already I love her. This is a trial that I would love to be on. There are a lot of trials going on right now that seem like they'd be a lot of fun. I mean, I'd like to be on that Conrad Murray jury right now. I'd like to be on the Barry Bonds jury right now. This one is the trial of a mob boss named Vinnie Gorgeous, and they have 1,000 jury questionnaires out looking for people for this. And I guess it's kind of tough to find people. I never really thought about this before, but it's tough to find jurors for mafia cases because, you know, we've all seen movies, and it's not uncommon for them to come after the jury.
Sure, that's true.
So you don't necessarily want to go there and have your face and name be out there and have, and be on the record sending somebody away to prison.
Yeah.
So they're having a lot of trouble. So they called 1,000 people to be potential jurors for this case. Well, a lot of times people will. They're the opposite of me. They don't love juries and don't want to be on juries like I do. A lot of people will intentionally try to get booted from a jury. They'll say outrageous things so that they are not selected to be on the jury. And I don't know if that's what this woman was trying to do or not, but she was juror number 799, an Asian woman in her 20s, works in the garment industry. And in her jury questionnaire, the question was, name three people you least admire. And she wrote African-Americans, Hispanics, and Haitians. She also told the judge when he questioned her that all cops are lazy, that they sound their sirens to bypass traffic jams. And she just went on and on and on with all these terrible things. And the judge was furious with her. And instead of dismissing her from the trial, well, he did dismiss her from that trial. He said she couldn't be on that trial. But he sentenced her to permanent jury duty.
What?
Indefinite jury duty. Yeah, you're being excused from this trial, but you know what? You're coming back here tomorrow to sit and potentially be on another jury. And then the day after that. And then as long as I want, I'm going to force you to keep coming back to this courthouse to be in the potential jury pool every single day.
That's kind of great.
Isn't that awesome?
Yes.
So what happens down the road? I mean, are they just going to keep her until she starts saying what they want her to say and then they put her on a jury? Or are they just going to, you know, make her miserable for as long as they think they can get away with it and then send her home?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I imagine because of her job, she's not getting paid while she's at jury duty, right?
Probably so, yeah.
So this is really going to hurt. I don't know. Even a few days is really going to hurt.
Yeah, and how miserable is she? I mean, think about the whole reason she did all that. I assume she did it because she didn't want to be on a jury.
Right.
Unless maybe she really does mean those things and she was just being honest. Either way, it's funny that the judge is going to go out of his way to make her as miserable as possible.
Is she Caucasian?
She's Asian.
She's Asian.
Asian in her 20s, yeah.
Because, you know, if she was like this just old bitchy lady, I could totally see, like, some 75-year-old woman, 80-year-old woman, I could totally
see that
stuff out of her mouth.
She's like Clint Eastwood in Gran Torino, you just can't change your mind overnight, right?
Right. But at that age, I would imagine she's trying. So he needs to put her on a jury where an Asian is in trouble.
Yeah,
because she doesn't dislike them, right?
But the impression I get, though, is you wouldn't want somebody like that on a jury because you wouldn't want them to have any kind of a bias for or against the race.
Yeah,
you want them
true.
To be objective on the facts of the case.
Yeah.
But all I know is she's got jury duty again today, and I am super jealous because I do not.
Well, so. Now you know how to do it.
Now I know how to do it. I may have to try harder. All right. It is Friday. It is the Kevin and Bean Show. Let's see what's up.
It's time for me to bend over and receive my destiny.
Well, your destiny, young Bart, involves the great actor Dennis Quaid on the program today. He's going to be joining us in about 20 minutes, 25 minutes or so to talk about that new film called Soul Surfer.
Mm-hmm.
We also have the great Danny McBride in our studio today, who's just everywhere these days, doing so many funny things. And Your Highness is his new film that opens up today. It looks hilarious with Natalie Portman and James Franco. So we've got him on the program today. Ben Bailey is going to be here today. He is the host of Cash Cab. You jump in his cab and all of a sudden you're on an instant game show. What a crazy idea for a show. And he's really, really good at it. How he drives and runs a game show at the same time in New York City is beyond me. The dude's unbelievably talented. So we've got him on the program today. It is Friday. That means we've got the movie beat. We have some excerpts from the interview that Donald Trump did yesterday where he is more and more sounding like it is not just self-promotion. He's not just trying to get the Trump name out there or pump up Celebrity Apprentice. He appears to be serious about running for president in 2012. And many Americans appear to be taking him seriously about running for president.
Okay.
I saw our boy Gary Busey on the Tonight Show last night, by the way. Urging everyone to vote for Donald Trump for president.
Are you serious?
Saying that he was absolutely the right choice. He would be a great president. And he knows what he's talking about and do it. So now what do? Because I'm in the Church of Busey and I promised that I would do anything that Gary Busey told me to do. But now I have to vote for Donald Trump.
Now you're
so
stuck.
So this is falling apart. And we'll have to console young Ralph Garman today because, well, I'll let him tell you coming up in the Showbiz Beat. And that's next right after this on the Kevin and Bean Show. It's that band that sings that song on 106.7 K-Rock, K-R-O-Q, at 548. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Friday. Ralph Garman, of course, has the movie beat for you every Friday on the show. That'll be coming up later on. Right now, it's time for a first look at the Showbiz Beat. Morning, Ralph.
Whatever.
What's happening?
Whatever, I said. Did you not hear me?
Right?
Did you not hear me say whatever?
You feel good? It's Friday?
Bite me. No peeing, no peace. No peeing, no peace.
The person...
peace. No peer, no peer.
Who leaves us tonight after the nationwide vote is Pia.
Stefano, you are safe.
Really?
Listen to the listen to the crowd, Lisa. I thought they were going to burn that mother down.
They should have. Should burn that network down. I'm done with you, Fox. You are dead to me.
She was the favorite to win on a lot of people's
that's
cards.
All.
Right?
Because she's just the best. That's
well,
all.
Well, she's not. She's not the best. And I'm delighted that she's gone.
You're delighted that she... F you. F you right in the ear.
You know what?
Hope your cow dies.
We'll talk about this later, but she was a passionless singer.
Right.
She had the technical
as
skills.
As opposed to the magical Stefano?
I would have been delighted to see Stefano go as well.
What in the butt, Samuel Jacob?
Look, only one is going to win. A lot of these people are going to be gone, and they're going to be gone soon. But Pia wasn't going to win or shouldn't have won anyway. So anyone who I don't want to win, I don't care whether they go or not. You see what I'm saying? As long as my man Casey is still standing strong, I'm happy.
No, I don't want... Yeah. Well, first of all, they burned their judge's save on the werewolf. They kept him around when he should have been gone. And now when they needed it, they didn't have it.
Well, they were outraged last night, the judges.
Look, fine, she doesn't win. Captain McPhee didn't win either, but she was around for the whole show so you could see her and look at her and love her until the end.
Got great boobs.
And then gray hair, McGold... No record label one.
it's all BS, man.
Whatever. Were you standing up and screaming at your television? Were you furious?
There is no television anymore. I shot it out like Elvis.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yeah, it's unacceptable.
No pee and no peace.
All right.
You've been looking for a slogan. You got one.
Yeah, Bean's such a dick.
How am I a dick?
How about this for a slogan? See ya, Pia. Wouldn't want to be ya.
Dick. Well, you were looking for a slogan for Pia.
Pop you right in the mouth. You deserve.
Before I get to showbiz news, let me give away some tickets for Scream 4, the world red carpet premiere of Scream 4 at Grauman's Chinese Theater. It all happens Monday, April the 11th, if you'd like to see Scream. And more importantly, if you'd like to see it alongside Neve Campbell,
ooh,
Courtney Cox, David Arquette,
wow,
Hayden Panettiere, the rest of the cast and crew, then this is your lucky day. 1-800-520-1067. That's the number to call. First three callers that get through will get a pair of passes. How about that? First three right now. Congratulations to Tina Fey. She and her husband, Jeff Richmond, are adding to the family. People Magazine is reporting that she is pregnant. So congratulations. About 5 months along, she is going to be in the Oprah Winfrey Show talking about her pregnancy next Tuesday. You can check out Tina Fey if you're a fan.
They did a nice job of hiding her last pregnancy on 30 Rock.
Yeah.
Looks like they'll do it again.
Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger told the Post-Gazette Wednesday that he popped the question to a 27-year-old physician's assistant named Ashley Harlan over the winter holidays. So apparently they're getting married this July 23rd, a week before Steelers training camp. Steelers apparently said, look, marry one, stop beating the others, and then everything will be fine. So he just picked one girl to make miserable for the rest of his life. Speaking of sports and celebrity news... This is sad. LeBron James's mom was arrested in Miami Beach, Florida yesterday for allegedly assaulting a parking attendant at a local hotel. Yeah, Gloria James, the mom of LeBron James, came out around 4:30, 4:45 in the morning after she'd been out partying with friends all night. And apparently was so upset with the parking valet because her car didn't arrive fast enough that she slapped him so hard he fell backward onto the ground.
Whoa.
When police arrived, they said they could smell the distinct odor of alcohol in her breath. Really?
Oh, interesting.
Shocking. When asked to comment, LeBron said the story was a sensitive subject, and he wasn't going to be talking to reporters about it. Oh, you just know. She's like, don't you know who I am?
Absolutely.
Where's my car? And do you know who my son is? Where's my car?
She wants to be treated like a celebrity because her son is.
Yes.
Where did this happen? Where what state was it in?
This is Miami Beach, Florida.
Oh, so she also took her talents to Miami Beach.
Oh! Oh! Woo! Woo! Bean! Woo! Natalie Portman star of Your Highness, co-starring Danny McBride, who we'll talk to later today, said that she doesn't want anyone thinking she's a pothead simply because of the film that she's in, Your Highness.
Mm-hmm.
She says she loves stoner comedies. That's the reason she did it. But she doesn't herself partake in the marijuana. Why, you may ask? She says, because I'm an old lady that's in bed by 10 p.m. Yeah, you are. She goes to bed by 10, so she gets up early and start doing heroin. That's what she does. That's what she's all around. That's what she's all about.
I didn't think I could love her any more than I do, but I think now she's my soulmate.
Surprisingly, Sir Elton John is a fan of Glee. Yeah, I know. Shocked. So am I.
A gay guy likes musicals?
Apparently. He told Us Weekly magazine that he was a big fan of the Rocky Horror Picture Show episode. Well, weren't we all? And he said, especially Cord Overstreet. Cord Overstreet, by the way, if you don't know, he is the blonde fella on that show who played Rocky in the Rocky Horror Picture Show, the Frankenstein-esque monster in the musical.
Right, right.
Who's all buff and tan and blonde. Elton said he especially loved his gold shorts that he was wearing in the episode. All right, I'm officially creeped out on every possible level now. Can you please stop?
And the 50-year age difference between them, too.
Something for the heterosexuals in the office? Karina Smirnoff of Dancing with the Stars has announced she will be posing nude for Playboy magazine.
That's good news, but most heterosexuals haven't seen Dancing with the Stars, so they don't know who she is.
But they will see Karina Smirnoff in the pages of Playboy, and they will be glad they did.
I don't. I can't place her with that name. Who's she dancing with this year, Ralph?
Golly gosh, I don't know.
Does anyone know?
Do you know, Muggs? You got a look of incredulousness on your face.
Macchio!
She's dancing with Macchio?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Really?
Yeah, from the first week I
thought
watched.
I thought Machi was with the redhead. The redheaded Russian girl. No?
Oh, now, I like her. I do like the redheaded Anya or whatever her name is. She's a hottie.
I'm confused now.
I don't know. Stop watching that show, too.
Yeah, don't take my word on. Yeah.
Well, we'll find out, and then we'll let you know. But she will be showing... She will be nude in the magazine.
Great.
However, Karina has announced she plans to show off her cha-cha, but not her mambo. So, I don't know how much we're going to say. And everyone can breathe easily. MTV now says all the stars of Jersey Shore have re-signed with the network for season 4.
Oh, thank God.
And they are ready to film in Italy as soon as they can get the cast there. Yesterday, the network also announced there will be 2 spin-offs on the series, also premiering in 2012. One starring Snooki and JWoww, another starring DJ Pauly D, Paul Del Vecchio. So we get 3 Jersey Shore shows next year.
So you need to be on your tip-top game with your GTL to stay FTD to get the girls to DTF in MIA.
Yeah. Charlie Sheen continues his My Violent Torpedo of Truth, Defeat is Not an Option tour. Tonight and this week, and tonight at Radio City Music Hall in New York City.
How about that?
How about that? And Saturday at the Oakdale Theater in Wallingford, Connecticut. He's doing better now with his tour, as we've heard. Audiences are happier. Apparently Charlie, however, is not. Still quite bitter and angry of ex-wife number 2, Denise Richards, and had everyone at his Cleveland, Ohio show this past week chanting, F that bitch. Regarding Denise Richards.
Oh, the mother of some of his children.
Yeah. Very
nice. Stay classy, Charlie.
He's a good, good guy. Here, as far as I can tell, she really has taken the high road regarding all this insanity and hasn't said anything about him.
I agree. And she's so much hotter than any of his so-called goddesses, too, by the way. He has to look at her and go, I really screwed up. I let the best one go.
Well, look, I'm betting she is no box of chocolates herself when it comes to dealing with her. But she absolutely is a beautiful woman and... That's all you're shooting for.
I'd rather those kids are with her than with him, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. That's why people are presuming she's taking the high road is because of their 2 daughters that they have together, and she's trying to keep them above the fray. And can't be easy to be the kid of Charlie Sheen right now. Today's celebrity birthdays, actor, singer from Smallville and Dukes of Hazzard, John Schneider is 51 years old today. Guitarist Izzy Stradlin of Guns N' Roses, he's 49. Singer Julian Lennon is 48. Biz Markie!
Yeah.
We might have to rock a little You Got What I Need.
A little Just a Friend?
Just a Friend.
What a singer. What a singer.
He should win American Idol. He's 47 years old. Actress Robin Wright, formerly Robin Wright Penn, Sean Penn's ex-wife, 45 years old today. No bell for Robin Wright?
You think?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Oh, really? The bell duties. We have to address this. We really have. We keep threatening we're going to have a hearing and talk about the bell, and we just never do. And I think
I
someone
do a great
has
job
to
with the bell.
You do not. Patricia Arquette's 43 years old today. Actress Katie Sackhoff. She was Starbuck in Battlestar Galactica, 31 years old. And Ezra Koenig, I guess it is, of Vampire Weekend, 27 years old today. Taylor Kitsch Riggins on Friday Night Lights is 30 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph Garman, tell me if I'm wrong here. Tell me, you're the guy.
You're
the actor guy. Tell me if I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
Isn't Dennis Quaid one of those guys who's great in every movie he's in and always makes the picture better by putting him in it?
Yes, and has been great for a long, long time. People forget how long he has been acting and how good he is. Do you see him as Clinton in that special relationship, whatever the thing
on
was?
On the HBO thing,
the Tony
yeah
Blair movie? Yeah, he did a real good job with that.
I just know, I mean, I think back to some of the movies like, Far From Heaven, he was so amazing in. The Alamo, which I may be the only guy who loved that movie. He was great in that. American Dreams, he was great in that. He's just a tremendous actor in everything he does. And it really caught my eye when I saw that he was going to be in this new film that opens up everywhere today called Soul Surfer. And by now, you may know that it's the story of that young surfer, Bethany Hamilton, who lost her arm to a shark while surfing. Dennis plays her dad. He joins us, I think maybe for the first time ever on the Kevin and Bean Show. Mr. Quaid, welcome to the program, my friend.
They have to put him on hold.
They had to put him on hold?
They have to.
That was such a good intro,
too. Oh, they have to put him on hold. He's not on hold yet. No. So we're telling whoever's talking to him to put him on hold.
Yes.
I understand.
I felt like the setup was exactly what was needed right
no,
there.
No, Bean, you're great, man. You're good. You're solid.
It just would have been such an outstanding way to ease into the conversation.
You
because
did a good
we did
job
all of our part, and then boom, Dennis says, "Hi, Kevin, it'd be great to be there," and then we're off and running
you
on the
You were good.
Interview.
You were strong. I'm very impressed.
So somehow it's Mug's fault, though, right?
What?
No, it's whoever's in the office trying to get Mr. Quaid on the phone. I believe we're having some difficulties. Let's talk about more good Dennis Quaid movies, though, huh? How about Great Balls of Fire, where he played legendary rock and roll star Jerry Lee Lewis?
Of course.
He was great in that.
He's phenomenal in that.
How about Everybody's All-American, where he co-starred with John Goodman as college football players? They did an age range span of about 30 years in that film.
How about freaking Wyatt Earp? He was Doc Holliday.
Oh,
he was.
Loved that movie. Remember that?
Doc Holliday, yeah.
Very talented guy. Yeah. Not so good with the phone. Not so good with the phone. Don't get me wrong. But on camera, nobody more solid. Nobody you'd rather have by your side.
Not my fault.
Nope. I think Dave is off the hook on this one. So.
I don't know what's going on, and it's embarrassing for us as well as for you, the listener. But I will tell you that I did not think that I was going to be interested in seeing a movie. I remember when this happened, obviously. It was a few years ago when this 13-year-old girl lost her arm. And I remember thinking, that's a sad story. And I remember being impressed with her and how well she handled herself after that because she seemed like she was still genuinely a happy person.
And by all accounts, she hasn't let this slow her a bit. She still competes professionally as a surfer. She's a true inspiration in how she has come back and not allowed this to affect her. And you know, the rest of us, if this would happen to us, if you're to lose an arm for any reason, let alone be attacked by a shark, I would just use my good arm just to hoist a bottle of Jack Daniels to my face for the rest of my life while I watched reruns of television. That would be the totality of my existence.
You would be like Lieutenant Dan when he lost his legs in Forrest Gump. Yeah. All you would want to do is bag hookers and drink and just be mad at the world for the rest of your life.
Exactly right. I would see no light at the end of the tunnel. And the fact that she has risen above this horrible incident, and they said it was funny that you were supposed to do a premiere in Australia for the film, and they had screenings all over the country scheduled for her to appear. Mm-hmm. And she said, I won't... I can't because she has entered into the big competition, surfing competition down in
Australia.
Oh, really?
Australia.
Yeah. And so they had to schedule her appearance in Australia for the film around the time where she was competing so that she would go because she said, look, the movie is very nice, but really, this is what I do. I'm a surfer.
This is what I do. And she's turned into quite the hottie, too, by the way, this little Bethany Hamilton. But here's one of the questions I would have asked Mr. Quaid if we had him on, if he knows.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't she go with the prosthetic arm? Why is she still stumpy?
She feels there's no shame in it. She has,
well, there's no shame, but just if you had a prosthetic arm that you could use as a second hand, it seems like it would make it easier for you in your life.
I don't know if she can. I think the bite is so high up. I'm not sure if she has a prosthetic that's usable or not because it's almost at the shoulder length. She doesn't have much left there.
Yeah,
but
not
I know
a lot to attach
when she
to
rocks the red carpet, she goes out there in these beautiful, sleeveless gowns and just just goes as she is now, and that doesn't
and
have
is
any
gorgeous
concerns.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, the film is opening everywhere. It is called Soul Surfer. My fear is you buy a ticket, you go when you sit down and then the movie never starts. That's what I would be worried about based on this interview.
It starts, but Dennis Quaid isn't in it. They tell you he's in it, you get there, you find out it's Randy Quaid.
Oh, and what a disappointment.
Then the Hollywood Hit Squad comes after you, and nobody wants that.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. We'll be right back. From their new album, The Greatest Hits of 1865, apparently, that is Mumford & Sons. Beer Mug, you're right. Sounds like a big hit in the Civil War, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's 106.7 K-Rock, KROQ, 623. You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. The great Danny McBride joins us on the program later on today. Also, Ben Bailey, host of Cash Cab, will be here. First, though, The Kevin and Bean Afro Line is on the air. 323-520-AFRO. That is our number. 24 hours a day, it's our voicemail. You call, leave a message. We had King Ad-Rock on the program yesterday from the Beastie Boys. He was a lot of fun, wasn't he, Lisa?
Yeah, he's great.
And I'm so excited. I love the new song so much. I love the idea of this 30-minute movie that they premiered at Sundance. It's going to be coming out as an extra on the new album when it comes out. Everyone in the world is in the thing. You know, Will Ferrell is in it, Elijah Wood, Danny McBride, Seth Rogen, John C. Reilly, Jack Black. We talked about that with Ad-Rock. We talked about the new album with Ad-Rock. And we played the new Beastie Boys song for you yesterday, too. And I think that's what this listener is all excited about.
Yes, yes, y'all. And it don't stop. New Beastie Boys. I like it a lot.
If you missed the interview with Ad-Rock yesterday, please go to kevinandbean.com. It's posted in its entirety, plus the trailer to the video we were talking about. That's there as well, too. All right, it is a Friday. You'll notice there's no monkey today. Kevin is not here, but apparently his replacement is on the line.
Yeah, hi, Bean, Lisa, Ralph. This is Mike. I was told I'm supposed to start this morning replacing Kevin. Yeah, I got this key card from a psycho Mike Catherway, and it's not working. I've been trying to get into the building for the last hour and a half, and it's not working. And frankly, guys, I don't think this is a very good start to the new Mike and Bean show. So could somebody please come out here and get me?
Got to thank Regis Philbin for dubbing it the Mike and Bean show.
I think you should quit radio.
Well, he's been with Bean and...
No, the Dr. Drew?
Right? No, Dr. Drew. He's
Love
with,
Lines?
Yeah.
Love Lines.
Love
yeah,
Line with Dr.
Lines,
Drew.
Yeah.
He's also on a famous show out there.
Like Mike and Bean?
Mike and Bean. Yeah, Mike and Bean.
That's us, the famous Mike and Bean show. Earlier this week, the Foo Fighters had an interesting idea. They were going to perform a concert in 3D in movie theaters all over the country after they screened their new documentary Back and Forth. So listeners went to see the documentary and then stuck around for the concert, and it worked out pretty well, although perhaps, as this call suggests, maybe not for everyone.
Oh, my God, watching the Foo Fighters movie in Orange County, it's the best! Oh, wait, yeah, the feed never came through. I'm sure this is Bean's fault.
Hey, how is it my fault? I believe it's probably producer Dave's fault. You ever think about that?
Oh, not my fault.
Here's a call about producer Dave.
Okay, I just took a giant crap, and I'm pretty sure that if it can make phone calls, it can be a better producer than Dave. Fire him already. He doesn't do anything.
Wow. Speaking of Dave, here's another call on the producer Dave topic, and I think they also throw in a little of our favorite song, Badger, 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 Badger.
Wombats, 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 bonkers, bonkers. Wombats, 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 Kristen Paul. Wombats, 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 wombats. Illegal alien, illegal alien, the king of Mexico is an illegal alien.
Oh, poor Dave. It's going to be sad when Donald Trump is president and Dave gets deported. Lisa, a couple of weeks ago, accidentally ate something that she shouldn't have. And then she had to put her dog down because he saw it. So it was really very tragic and very sad. Thank you, Muggs. Do that on
Sorry
the air. Rewind
that.
As much
My
as
bad.
You can on the air. And I think that's what this call is about what Lisa accidentally ate.
Eat poo, Lisa. Eat poo, Lisa. Eat poo, Lisa. Eat poo, Lisa.
I don't know how Beer Mug stays as enthusiastic as he is.
Yeah!
But this caller has noticed it.
Ladies and gentlemen, the many reactions of Beer Mug. You won the lottery. Yeah! The stock market is up. Yeah! Egypt is in turmoil. Yeah! The tornado is headed towards L.A. Yeah! You have a week left to live. Yeah!
It's like he was surfing and got his arm ripped off. He still stays so positive. I don't know how he does it. And we got a couple more calls about last night's American Idol. Spoiler alert, if you taped it and haven't watched it yet, you're about to have that ruined for you. And apparently there was some shock and awe when the beautiful Miss Pia was asked to leave the stage.
Oh, my God. They voted Pia off of American Idol. Oh, this is a disgrace. Oh, my God. What is this world coming to? Oh, my God. No.
I don't think he took it very well. And one more call. This is a listener who I think is very nice to help Ralph out, looking for that slogan that he's been trying to come up with. You know, something that, like McFever, he did for Catherine McPhee. What can you do for P? I think this listener's got it.
Ralph, I totally have one for you. Okay. It's Pia wouldn't want to pee ya. Does that mean?
Yes, it is, actually. 323-520-AFRO. That is our number, 24 hours a day. You call us on the Kevin and Bean Afro line. We'll be right back. Finally, Friday on the Kevin and Bean Show. That means Ralph has the movie beat coming up for you next hour. Plus, we're going to discuss Donald Trump as the president of the United States. There are people who are really taking him seriously. Unbelievable news with this poll that came out this week that shows that he's the number two front runner in the Republican field right now. So we'll discuss coming up. There is some good news, by the way, that I was terrified when I saw the bulletins coming over yesterday that there was another large earthquake in Japan. What was it, Lisa? Like a 7.6 or something like that?
I think it was a
6.7 maybe. Yeah,
maybe that was it.
A really, really big aftershock, yeah. But no damage apparently this time around. And of course, they put out a tsunami warning, which just must be terrifying for the people of the island because of what happened a month ago. But even the tsunami came and went without much damage. So it seems like things are, on the upswing in Japan. However, I'm not crazy about this report that I saw in the news this week.
We're hearing that authorities there have found an 8-inch wide crack in a pit near reactor number 2. High levels of radiation have been detected in the waters around the Fukushima plant. It's now believed that this crack is what is directly leading to some radioactive water leaking into the Pacific Ocean. The first direct evidence of why we may be seeing that radioactive water out there. The officials are now taking efforts to seal that crack.
First of all, yeah. Radiation leaking into the ocean doesn't seem like that's good for anyone. And they're already pulling fish out of there that have super high concentrations of iodine and things like that from the radiation plant. But the experts are saying, hey, don't sweat it. There's a lot of water in the ocean and it's going to be diluted by time it gets to people and blah, 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 blah. Hmm. I'm not so sure that I am digging on this. Not that I have a solution. I'm sure they're doing everything they can to stop the radiation from going into the ocean. But we thought, hey, we know somebody who might be able to speak to this subject. And that's why we asked producer Alex to line us up the first ever interview on the Kevin and Bean Show with the ocean. Hi, the ocean.
Hi. Hey, how's it going?
It's going fine. It's impressive that we're able to speak with you. This is fantastic technology.
Well, I just finally got an assful pretty much of you people, and I thought it was time I started talking to everybody.
What's it like being in the ocean? It seems like that would be a pretty
big
job.
Please call me Danny.
Danny, okay. Yeah. All right, Danny, what's it like being in the ocean?
It was good for a long time. For a very long time. Because, let's face it, I am 75% of the Earth's surface.
Yeah, you're big stuff, right.
So I pretty much called the shots.
Mm-hmm.
Life crawled out of me, which was good.
Right.
I was the cradle of creation, which was strong.
That's right, yeah.
I mean, it wasn't all, wasn't all seaweed and sunshine. I mean, there were some problems. I mean, I've had crabs for years.
Oh,
get rid of those.
That's tough. That's tough when you're in the ocean, I guess.
Yeah. Boy, those bitches itch. But I mean, for a long time, it was real good. And then you people started with this stuff. And I just, I guess today's message is just stop it. Just stop it.
Stop it. That's what you're saying.
Because, not too long ago, you were pumping just gallons and gallons and gallons of oil into me. Remember that down there?
Well,
in the Gulf?
Gulf Coast, we did have, that was a huge oil spill.
Oh, how do we stop that? Oh, how do we seal up that hole? Yeah, so I let that one slide. And now you're just pouring all this radiation into me, and the fish now are like growing penises and stuff. It's weird. It's just getting weird here in me, and I don't like it.
Yeah, yeah. Look, and I've seen enough of these Japanese disaster movies to know that, you know, nuclear reaction, and then you've got the animals, and they grow into giant size, and next thing you know, they're attacking. I mean, the whole thing is just going to get out of control if we're not careful.
And don't come crying to me when it happens, by the way. Don't come down to the, you know, to the shore and say, oh, hey, Ocean, can we help F you? That's what I'm going to say. I'm going to slap you with a wave. That's how I roll, okay?
Sure.
So I'm telling you, it's your last chance. This, you got a chance to set things straight. You clean it up. Stop putting crap into me. And when you go swimming, by the way, don't pee in me because you think it's okay. Oh, I'm out swimming. Oh, nobody's around. I'll just pee out. No. I don't come in your house and pee in your house, do I? No,
well,
I don't.
You don't, actually. That's
so cut
that's
it out.
And don't I hear stories, I mean, even aside from the disasters like the Gulf oil and the Japanese nuclear plant, don't I also hear that there are places where the sewage just pretty much just goes right into the ocean, too?
Oh, yeah, sure. That's been going on for years. Sewage, syringes, you know, beer cans, styrofoam cups, name it. I got all kinds of crap floating around in me. And, you know, I think I'm a pretty good neighbor. I think I put up with it pretty good. You know, your kid's pooping me, and I just look the other way. But now I'm drawing the line. Radiation?
Yeah.
Seriously?
You're getting pissed.
Yeah. Because, look, I don't want to pull rank on you here.
But like you are the ocean.
I'm the ocean. And I am 75% of the planet. And you wouldn't like me when I'm angry. That's all I'm saying. I got two words for you. Sue. Nami, all right?
Yeah, nobody likes that. Yeah, that's bad news.
Remember what happened there?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not good.
Don't F with me is what I'm saying. Don't F with the ocean. Get the t-shirts made up. Get some bumper stickers. Don't F with the ocean.
Okay.
Because I'll get salty. I'm serious.
Lisa, you know how ugly that can be.
Oh,
nobody
it's
wants that.
No.
Right. And the bodies in the Hudson, you probably had enough of that. That's another thing that people just kind of take you for granted, just throw it in there, right?
That's the river's problem. I'm not water, for God's sakes. I'm just
the
ocean.
Sorry.
I don't know, I get involved in everybody's business. I just want you to get the hell out of me and stop polluting me for the large part. And also, tell the Mexicans to stop it with the jean shorts when they swim. that's just weird.
Hey! 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. It is 6:52.
Hey, it's Gary Busey, and you're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Send in letters to get Bean out of his house.
Oh, thank you, Gary. Thank you, Gary. Don't you miss Mr. Busey? Doesn't it seem like it's been months since he's been in here?
That was the best day ever.
It's the best day ever, right?
Really
so much
was.
Fun.
Best guest we've had in a long, long time.
Yeah.
He said he'd come back.
He did.
After they're all wrapped in the finale of Apprentice, so we'll see.
I'm in the Church of Busey, I'll tell you that. All right, you're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Danny McBride on the program later on today. Also, Ben Bailey, the host of Cash Cab. Ralph's got the movie beat next hour. Now, though, time for a look at the showbiz beat. What's going on?
Before I get to showbiz news, I've got some tickets to give away. Tomorrow night is the Los Angeles premiere of a little movie called Red State. Latest film from writer-director Kevin Smith. All-star cast. Michael Parks, who you may not know his name, but you certainly know his work. He's worked with Quentin Tarantino and Robert Rodriguez. He's been an actor for a long, long time. He's brilliant in this film. John Goodman also stars. Melissa Leo, Oscar winner Melissa Leo.
Yeah!
Stephen Root. Kevin Pollak. The list goes on and on. It's a great film. We're doing a premiere tomorrow night at the Wiltern. You get to see the movie. And then afterwards, the Q&A with Kevin and the rest of the cast, including myself. I play Melissa Leo's husband in the film. I also play a right-wing religious zealot mute psychopathic murderer.
Aren't you tired of being typecast?
Oh, if I have to play one more mute psychopathic religious zealot murderer, I might get out of the business. I might retire.
I just love that Kevin Smith looked at Ralph Garman and said, you know what would improve that guy? If we don't let him talk.
How dare you, sir. Well, Kevin has had some great success with silent characters in his films.
That's true.
I really couldn't complain. So here's your trivia question. If you've been following anything about Red State, then you probably know the name of my character. What's the name of my character? First name is plenty. First name of my character, 1-800-520-1067. First caller gets through with the right answer will win. And I'll see you tomorrow night. All right, let's talk about showbiz news. Danny McBride is going to be in the show later.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations, Danny. Apparently, he's going to be a dad.
Uh-oh, we're not the ones telling him that, are we?
No. He told us that. In fact, he told Conan O'Brien on Wednesday night's Conan show. I got married in October.
I wasted zero time. 3 months later, I knocked my wife up. He was very proud of that fact. So. He said, I've never impregnated anyone before, so I didn't really realize what they teach you in health class is actually true. That's all it takes. So, congratulations. He says that we've been told it's either a three-legged girl or a very well-hung boy. So, congratulations, Danny.
He's happy. Already boasting about the size of his kid's junk.
I guess you look at that sonogram, sometimes it's hard to figure out what's going on there. Casting news. Rob Riggle, very, very funny actor from the Daily Show and other projects. He is in talks to play the lead bad guy in the upcoming comedy reboot of 21 Jump Street with Channing Tatum and Jonah Hill. Hollywood Reporter says he'll play a member of DAD, D-A-D, Dads Against Drugs, who is secretly a drug pusher. See?
Okay.
See what they did there? That's funny!
Why are they doing a comedy version of 21 Jump Street?
Because no one wants to see a real serious version of 21 Jump Street.
Does it need to be remade in any way?
The premise is ridiculous. I think actually it's a clever idea for a comic reboot. Because the premise was so insane in the first place. If you remember, it was a team of police detectives who just happened to look young, so they put them undercover in high school.
Right.
Just silly. And so they're going to do a funny version of it. I think it'll be good. More casting news. You know, they're doing The Great Gatsby again. They're making a movie out of that wildly popular book. I guess the last one was, I guess the only one was 1974 with Robert Redford as Gatsby. Mia Farrell also starred in
that
film.
That's the classic, yeah.
Baz Luhrmann is directing this version. Now, here's the weird part. You know, F. Scott Fitzgerald novel. Great American novel. Maybe some of you read it in high school. Very sort of slow-paced and very very much about character development, a lot of dialogue. Baz Luhrmann's going to release it in 3D.
Really?
Yeah. Do we need Gatsby in 3D?
It doesn't seem like the kind of movie that it requires that.
I don't think so either. Leonardo DiCaprio was cast as Gatsby.
That's a good choice.
Yeah. Carey Mulligan as Daisy Buchanan.
Also a good choice.
Tobey Maguire as Nick Carraway. And apparently Ben Affleck is in talks about playing Tom Buchanan in that film. So it'll be quite the star-studded cast.
Yeah, no kidding. And by the way, Ben Affleck, which is a name that used to strike fear into our hearts when we heard he was going to be in a movie, he's completely turned that around because he's only doing great movies now, and he's enjoyable to watch.
You know, he's a hell of a director, too.
He sure is.
And speaking of classics, Haley Steinfeld, who was brilliant in True Grit. You saw that film, you know what I'm talking about. Just 14 years old. Apparently she's in negotiations to star as Juliet in the latest film version of Romeo and Juliet. Hollywood Reporter says it's her first movie since she received her Oscar nomination for True Grit. So she's got a lot of heat with her right now, and that's what she's choosing to do. I don't know if we need another Romeo and Juliet movie either.
Yeah.
But I bet she'll be good in it. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Oh, before we do, let's see if we got a winner.
A winner! Oh.
There's the answer to my question. I think Santos is on the line. Santos? Hello, sir?
Yeah, it's Caleb.
Caleb is the name of my character. Absolutely right. You will get to see Caleb in all his glory tomorrow night at the Wiltern Theater. Hold on. We'll give you all the details, okay?
All right, cool.
Thanks, man.
How many Red State Caleb posters do you have around your house, Ralph?
It's hard to tell because they are papering all the walls, so I don't know. We've never really counted them.
Right. But, just every square inch of available wall space is a Caleb poster.
That's a cool poster, isn't it?
It's a very cool poster. Yeah. You're a badass, dude.
All the characters get their own posters for this film. That's a nice thing about having the director distribute it, because they can do anything they want when it comes to promotional material. If this was a major studio, there's no way they would waste a poster on Caleb, trust me. But, it's pretty fun.
I would just wonder, is it going to be weird? I'm sure this will happen at some point where people are going to see you in that terrifying role in the movie, and then they're going to meet you afterwards, and they're going to think about you differently just because of the impression you've made from the film.
I've been creeping people out for years, Bean. Well, I don't think it's really going to be any different, frankly. Speaking of Kevin Smith, you want to come see us tonight, do our comedy show, Hollywood Babylon, at the John Lovitz Comedy Club up at Universal City Walk. We'd love to have you. It's tonight at 10 o'clock. Come on by. You can go to BabbleOnRalph or BabbleOnKev.com for details and to buy tickets. Today's celebrity birthday is John Schneider from Dukes of Hazzard and most recently from Smallville. He is 51 years old. Izzy Stradlin from Guns N' Roses is 49. Julian Lennon is 48. Robin Wright Penn is 45. Or Robin Wright, I guess. No more Penn anymore. Patricia Arquette's 43. Katie Sackhoff, from Battlestar Galactica turns 31. And Biz Markie!
Yeah!
One of our faves.
Yeah!
What a voice, huh? What a voice.
You got what I need.
Yeah, come on.
Would you say he's just a friend?
Uh-huh.
Would you say he's just a friend? Oh, baby, you got what I need.
And that was a legitimate top 10 hit record. Not
sure
in a novelty YouTube sort of way, but
nope.
People actually played it on the radio, liked it, went out and bought it. Although, it's no better than Friday by Rebecca Black.
Nope. I'm glad we're playing the live version, though. It's so much better.
Some sure.
The studio version doesn't have that kick. He's 47 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Sexy Time with the Black Keys, as our friend Kat Corbett always calls it. On 106.7 K-Rock, K-R-O-Q, it is 7:07. Hey, looking ahead, by the way, to next week on the Kevin and Bean Show. Not only will Dave Grohl be back on Tuesday talking about his new album, Wasting Light, that comes out that day. The beautiful Kat Von D is going to be in studio with us next week. Adam Carolla, of course, next week. Harvey Levin. It looks like we're going to have Coachella tickets for you every day next week, too. Three-day passes for the sold-out Coachella Festival, which is going to be here before you know it. All of that next week right here on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, though, forgive me if you don't care about American Idol, but please take my word for it, if you're not a viewer of the show, when I tell you that there was an earthquake last night on that program.
A tsunami. It released radiation into my eyes.
It was not good. Ralph, I thought about you, of course, as I was watching the program, when it looked like in the bottom three they had Jacob, who's the soul singer, who's got a lot of talent but very little ability.
Calm down. Samwell. What in the butt?
No control as a singer at all. And then there was Stefano, who I don't get that. I don't know why anybody...
He needs a boy band. That's what he needs.
Yeah, that's exactly what he... And then there was the beautiful Pia, who many have said was the front runner and clearly the best singer of the girls.
Yes.
In terms of her voice, but very little singing ability in terms of the passion that
Wrong,
she brings on stage.
Incorrect. Die.
Just boring. Just a boring
Wonderful.
Performer who...
performer and stunningly beautiful and amazing and wonderful and perfect.
So you're sitting in front of your TV last night as Ryan Seacrest says to the three, and in particular looking at Jacob, and this is what comes out of the TV.
Jacob, you had said if America put you in the bottom three, it wouldn't be because of your vocal ability, but because they couldn't look themselves in the mirror.
Which was a dick thing to say, by the way. Yeah.
I can tell you now, Jacob, that you will be leaving us and going to safety on the couches.
What the hell is Seacrest doing now? Woo-hoo. How much is he jerking these people around on stage now?
Zingo.
Come on.
Oh, ass.
What was that about, right?
And he sang Man in the Mirror, the Michael Jackson song. That's why he said that, because America can't look itself in the mirror if they vote me off. F.
So Jacob is set, and now it's between P and Stefano. And I had predicted all along that Stefano was going to be. Yes. I think you agree with me, Ralph.
Yes.
Stefano was the one who was likely to go home because he's just kind of worthless. And here's what happened.
The person who leaves us tonight after the nationwide vote is...
See if you can stretch it out longer, Ryan.
Pia. Stefano, you are safe.
And Stefano is standing there in shock, by the way. He doesn't leave. He doesn't go over to the couch. He can't believe what he's hearing. And obviously, as you can tell from this tape, neither does the audience. I mean, I was ready for villagers with torches to start racing toward the stage.
They should have. They should have started tearing up the seats and throwing them at the stage. They should have just had a full-scale riot because it's unacceptable at this stage in the game for her to be voted out so early. I think Tom Hanks said it best when he tweeted last night. I don't have an idol habit, but how could the USA vote Pia off? I may be done for the season, Hanks. Tom Hanks! American treasure Tom Hanks is upset.
All right, so what happened, Ralph? I mean, she was your girl, but I bet you did not pick up the phone to vote.
Well, I thought, I don't need to yet. At this stage, there's still, what, 9 of them left? I said, we're a good 3 or 4 contestants that will go by the wayside before the competition really heats up and Pia really needs me to call in and vote. So I wouldn't have assumed this early in the competition that I needed to get on the phone and call. And I
think
that
that's what happened?
The downfall, yes, because here's what I think. I think American Idol is a show that is, it's the number one show in America, right? It's got 24, 25 million people watching every week. It's an enormous hit. But in terms of people who actually vote, I believe the only people who are motivated are prepubescent girls who think Stefano's cute or whoever they like. And I think there's a certain demographic and a certain age that the voting gets done by for the most part. And the rest of it is all sort of in flux. And I guess I and every other red-blooded American heterosexual male in America mm-hmm. who thought she should win, that's why Bean doesn't think she should win, should have been
boring.
On the phone. Should have been on
she's
the phone ringing those bells, and we screwed up.
So you're saying that the teenage girls who are voting, they're the ones who care enough, they're the ones who are passionate enough, so that's why really boring people like Lee DeWise win the thing that you never yes. hear from again, and unbelievably talented women like Jennifer Hudson is a perfect example, get voted off because they don't have the teenage girl fan base.
Exactly. And I think maybe Catherine McPhee was the exception because she got down to the final at least because girls liked her and sort of associated with her, you know, used her as a sort of a role model, and there was a certain connection. I think Pia is sort of a mature
goldfish.
Adult kind of artist that they really had no interest in.
All right. Will she now be the adult kind of artist that I want her to be? That's my
How
question.
Dare
now
you,
now
sir.
That they take the spotlight
she is an
off
angel.
Of her, is she one step closer to Pia porn?
She's an angel. You shut up. Listen,
come on,
I think she's going to be
a
big star.
You'd pay $1,000 to watch that. Are you kidding me?
$1,000 to tap that. I don't know about to watch that. But I think she's going to be fine. I think she's got such a great voice that she will be fine even without this competition. And on the upside, she doesn't have to talk to Seacrest anymore. So she may be the winner in the long run. But I'm still flummoxed. I don't think I'm going to watch anymore. That's for sure.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I don't think
you're
I'm,
not invested in any of the contestants?
I don't care about anybody else, really.
Lisa, you're not on board with Idol this year.
I stopped. Watch Idol, right? Yeah, I was watching for a while and then I stopped.
Because you're bad. Okay, listen to this because you'll really... And by the way, you've missed an incredibly entertaining season. I know that The American Idol is not for everyone who listens to this show. I get that. But the addition of Steven Tyler and Jennifer Lopez has really reinvigorated this program.
It did up to a point. But don't you feel now, Bean, that everyone just loves everybody and that's all they say? Especially Steven Tyler. That was beautiful, man. That was a gift. Thank you for doing that in my presence. That really, that was amazing. That fed me. That gave me a meal, and you're wearing a hat, and I got ears on. And then Jennifer goes, that was perfect, baby. You're just perfect. Oh, honey, you're here in a minute. You're here. And, oh, dog, that was great, dog. You're in it to win it, dog. It's like, can someone say something? That isn't just glowing praise. Can we get some criticism? I missed Simon the past couple
weeks. You missed
Simon
now. Maybe a little constructive criticism. Well, listen to the shock in their voices, Lisa, as they were asked seconds after P was asked to leave last night. I think Jennifer Lopez is about to have a heart failure.
Jennifer, what's happened here, do you think?
I have no idea. I have no idea what just happened here. I'm shocked. I'm angry. I don't even know what to say.
It's like she found Mark Anthony in bed with a guy.
I mean, she was really rattled last night by this.
I thought she was going to cry.
Randy?
I'm with Jennifer, and I think with Steven. I think we're all in shock. I mean, I'm gutted. I mean, you're one of the best singers in this. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Dude, I mean, I'm never upset on this show, and I'm never really mad, but this makes me mad. It's like, what is going on?
The dog is mad, dude.
He is.
He's gutted. He's gutted by what happened
so
last night.
So mad last night. It's so shaken that he ate his chair that he was sitting on.
And then Steven Tyler, final judge, talking about Pia being asked to leave.
Steven?
I don't know, America, man. You know, a mistake is one thing, but lack of passion is unforgivable. They're wrong. I don't know what happened with this. She's beautiful. When she sings, she's a bird.
I never have any idea what Steven's
talking about. She's a bird. That's what she is.
So you may be out because no Pia, no peas. That's basically what you're saying.
No Pia, no peas. I'm taking it to the streets. You will see me turning cars over today. I'm going to be burning trash cans. I'm going to be doing some looting, getting some TVs and some couches.
Give me a TV. You got to give me a TV when you're out there, man.
It is going down.
All right. It's the Kevin and Bean Show on a Friday. That means time for the Movie Beat. Coming up next, right after this. Friday on the Kevin and Bean Show, that means it's time for the Movie Beat.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
I'm sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
I love the intro, but I don't know if I risked everything just to do this segment. I didn't really risk anything.
You did. You did pretty much get a good dress and drive down here.
Yeah,
that's the extent of it.
Not much of a risk. It's just kind of showing up. All right, let's take a look at the movies in theaters this weekend. Some good ones. Some real good ones. I think every one of them I would see.
Wow.
I'm not going to see them, but I would.
But you would, right.
Given the time and the inclination and the money and the and the motivation and the energy. So let's take a look at them, shall we? Starting with Soul Surfer. Boy, this is a story. You know all about her. You've heard the story. We talked to Dennis Quaid earlier about this film.
He was tremendous.
Great interview. A teenage surfer summons the courage to go back into the ocean after she loses her arm in a shark attack. If I was a surfer and a shark bit my arm off, I would call it a day. That would be that surfing and I would have to part ways. The ocean and I think would have to part ways.
Now, I get that from an emotional standpoint, but from a logical standpoint, what are the chances that any one person in the ocean is going to get bitten by a shark again? I mean, I think you pretty much got you're safe at that point.
What
you
are the chances I'm going to get bit in the first place? Very, very low, right?
Very low.
So,
right,
well,
very low.
Let's not spin that wheel again, is what I'm saying. let's not double down.
Right.
Let's see what happens.
You've already spun the wheel and lost.
Yes. Bethany, what was her last name being? I can't remember. Bethany.
It was, whatchamacallit.
Yeah, anyway, Bethany is played by Anna Sophia Robb in this film.
Hamilton,
that's it, yeah. She, by all accounts, you know, we look at her now and say, wow, what a courageous young lady. But apparently it was difficult for her. Here's a scene from the movie where she has a bit of a spiritual crisis revolving around the accident and what happened to her.
I've been trying to get some perspective. I've been really trying. Sarah! How can this be God's plan for me? I don't understand. I don't know why terrible things happen to us sometimes. But I have to believe that something good is going to come out of this.
The only answer is God doesn't like you. That's the only answer, really, to that question. Dennis Quaid's her dad, Helen Hunt. Is also in this, and Carrie Underwood also in this film as well. Opening up in theaters this weekend as well is Your Highness. This looks hilarious. Danny McBride, James Franco, Natalie Portman. It is a spoof on those sword and sorcery, Knight's Quest kind of movies. And I can't wait to see this. Danny McBride plays Thaddeus, who throughout the course of the film, and who can blame him, is trying to bed the young, beautiful Isabella, played by Natalie Portman. Here is a scene where Thaddeus, who is the brother of Prince Fabius, by the way, who's played by James Franco, great name, is trying to, you know, get a little hoo-ha from Isabella.
On a night just like this, I returned home from a hunt to find a bloodbath. Nothing remained of my six beloved brothers. I wear this bracelet, forged of the steel of their shields. It's a constant reminder of my vow to avenge them.
My only advice would just be to keep your head up, hang in there, live every day to the fullest, have sex as much as you can by campfire when you're all alone and your brother is out gathering wood. Just simple things like that.
Just simple things like that.
I love the accent that Danny McBride is putting on.
Yes.
Does it sound all posh?
It's sort of a faux British accent, but it works.
And by the way, how do you get James Franco involved in anything that has the whiff of marijuana involved? How does that happen?
I don't know.
Seems like a stretch, right?
He really had to put aside his personal feelings about the herb and do some work. Of course, these guys reunited from Pineapple Express. And we get the trade-off Seth Rogen for Natalie Portman. I'd take that deal every day of the week. Hannah also opens this weekend. Eric Bana, Kate Blanchett, Jason Fleming. Hannah, of course, a 16-year-old who's raised by her father to be the perfect assassin until she turns on the woman who made the whole thing possible, Kate Blanchett. Here is a scene where Kate Blanchett is recruiting a killer in the movie Hannah.
Eric Keller is still alive.
Of course.
And the girl.
Huh? Why are you here? Be concise.
I need your talents, darling.
The devil is in the details, isn't he? It's the girl, Eric.
She's in Morocco. It's all in the envelope. Let me worry about Eric.
Shall I kill her?
Just find her.
Marissa, did she turn out as you hoped?
Better.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know why they're talking about an ice cream truck, but still, it looks awesome, that movie. I can't wait.
And that little Saoirse Ronan, she's quite the little actress, too.
Who plays Hannah in that film, absolutely. And lastly, Arthur opens up this weekend. It is the remake, of course, of the classic Dudley Moore comedy of the same name. In this film, Russell Brand takes on the role of Arthur Bach, insanely wealthy, insanely immature. He has to grow up in order to find true love because he is being forced by his family to marry a woman he doesn't truly love, Susan, played by Jennifer Garner in the movie. And if I had to be saddled with someone, to be married to for the rest of my life. Even though I didn't really dig her that much, I think I'd pick Jennifer Garner.
Yeah, you could fake your way through that.
I'd make that work somehow. Here's a scene where Russell Brand is less than enthusiastic about marrying Susan.
We should not get married. We don't have anything in common, do we? I mean, we don't like the same food, veal. I think that's really cruel. Do you like it because it's cruel? We don't like the same people, music. You love horses.
I do.
I don't trust them.
Yes, but if you think about
their eyes,
this is sneaky.
Stay with me. Their shoes are permanent.
All you have to
Who makes that kind of a commitment
we
to
get
a
on.
Shoe?
Reach into your pocket, pull out the ring, and say four little words.
Okay, I don't love you.
Try again.
Four little words, I don't love you.
And isn't Russell Brand the... If they're going to remake Arthur, isn't he the perfect choice to play the title role?
He's the only person, I think, who could even come close to matching the performance given by the legendary Dudley Moore in that film. So, four good flicks this weekend to choose from. I think Your Highness, though, for me, seems to be the one I'm most attracted to initially. Largely because Natalie Portman skinny dips in a pond.
Well, there's that.
There sure is. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman. Movie beat.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. The great Danny McBride joins us in about 20 minutes or so in our studio. Ben Bailey, the host of Cash Cab, also coming up later on today. Look, I'm not ready for the 2012 presidential campaign yet. Are you, Lisa?
God,
are
no.
you in
Please,
that mode
no.
yet? I mean, it's a year and a half away, but it's happening, and there are already some very, I mean, President Obama, he's announced he is running again for re-election, so we assume he'll be the Democratic candidate. Who's going to be against him in the election? Listen to these new poll numbers from NBC. This will blow you away.
Now to the race for the White House in 2012. The new NBC News Wall Street Journal poll shows a surprising surge for one potential Republican candidate, and it is a name that you will recognize. Donald Trump is in a tie for second with Mike Huckabee among likely voters in the Republican primary. Mitt Romney leads. But among Republicans who consider themselves Tea Party supporters, Trump is the number one choice.
Number one for Tea Party supporters is Donald Trump. They asked him, Meredith Vieira had him on the Today Show yesterday, how serious are you about running?
I've never taken it seriously like this. This is a very serious time in my life. I hate what's happening to the country. I wish I didn't have to do it. I wish this country was running so great, and I wish Obama was the greatest president since Abraham Lincoln, and I wish this was the greatest place in the world.
Donald Trump, you wish you didn't have to do it. You're being forced to run. There's no way around it. You've got to save America.
I wish I didn't have to do it, but I do.
Mm-hmm.
Because America needs to be saved, and I am the guy to do it.
Why are you the guy to do it? You're Donald Trump.
Because I am the only one with the wisdom and the intelligence and the patriotism to run this country the way it should be run. And not only that, but I have all the greatest qualities of all the other presidents that ever have been presidents before, ever.
and what do you mean by that? I mean, how do you compare yourself, a TV star, with guys? Whoa, what's going on?
What?
Oh, that burns.
What's going on? You don't do drugs, Donald.
I do now. I'm snorting cocaine like George Bush used to.
Oh, I see.
Some of the same quality as some of our greatest presidents.
I see. Like what else? Like who else are you incorporating into this new Donald Trump for president? What's going on there?
I'm chopping down a cherry tree. There, I just told you. I just told you I did it. I did not lie.
Okay, it's not necessary for you to chop down a cherry tree to be president. You know
Plus,
that, right?
I'm an American, which puts me ahead of Obama. I've never seen his birth certificate.
All right, let's talk about that. Do you mind if I play this clip of you from the Today Show yesterday with what you told Meredith Vieira?
Not at all.
All right, listen to this. It sounds like you're being serious. I'll let the audience decide.
3 weeks ago when I started, I thought he was probably born in this country. And now I really have a much bigger doubt than I did before.
But based on
what? And you know what? His grandmother in Kenya said he was born in Kenya and she was there and witnessed the birth. Okay? He doesn't have a birth certificate or he hasn't shown it. He has what's called a certificate of live birth. That is something that's easy to get. When you want a birth certificate, it's very hard to get. He spent $2 million in legal fees trying to get away from this issue. And if he weren't lying, why wouldn't he just solve it? And I wish he would, because if he doesn't, it's one of the greatest scams in the history of politics and in the history, period.
Really, Donald Trump?
Yes, absolutely.
That's what you're running on, is that the president was born in Africa?
Yes. In fact, I'm running on the fact that he's the president of Africa. I don't think he's even the president of America.
He's not.
I think he's currently the Kenyan president. His grandmother saw him be elected there.
But don't you think that that's so silly that it's going to turn off people who otherwise might have listened up and said, hey, you've run businesses before. Maybe I'll at least give you some time and I'll think about it. But you look like a crazy wing nut if you say he's not an American.
No, I don't believe that because I am the number one choice amongst crazy racist teabaggers. And that works for me. And I also have all the qualities of all the great presidents, as I mentioned before. All of them.
You did the drugs and the cherry tree. Uh-oh, what's going on now? What are you doing now, Donald?
I am taking these chains off and freeing the
slaves. Okay.
I am freeing all the slaves. Go, slaves. Okay. You're free. You're free to go.
That was President Lincoln, but that was 150 years ago.
There
you don't need.
There were a few we missed, and I just got them.
They've been waiting around for you, Donald Trump, to come and save them?
That's right, and I finally did it. Now.
Okay, I can't imagine what this is all about.
I am sending a rocket to the moon.
You're President Kennedy now.
We choose to do these things because they are not really easy to do because that's what we do. And we're America. Yay.
And you're serious and you're really going to run for president?
Yes, because I have all the great qualities of all the presidents.
All the former presidents.
That's right. My name.
Okay, I can't. What is this? What's going on now?
I'm going to be the first black president of the United States of America.
Okay, I think we've already had Bill Clinton, who was the first black president, and then President Obama, who was the first blacker president.
Whoop-de-woo. You know.
Good luck with that.
Boy.
Wacka, wacka, wacka. It's 106.7 K-Rock, K-R-O-Q at 7:54. Friday on the Kevin and Bean Show from Tropic Thunder, Pineapple Express. What else has he been in?
Foot Fist Way.
Oh, Foot Fist Way. So funny. Land of the Lost. Of course, Eastbound and Down. We're talking about the great Danny McBride. He joins us right after the top of the hour here on the Kevin Devine Show. Very excited about him coming in. Very excited about talking about his new film called Your Highness. Right now, though, Ralph joins us for another look at the show, Biz Beat, and more stuff to give away. What up?
I heard you talking to Donald Trump earlier about him running for president.
Yes.
Let's not make too many jokes about this. Let's not laugh too hard.
What are you suggesting?
Remember a few years ago, we were like, oh, Arnold Schwarzenegger wants to be governor of California. Yeah. Ooh, that's rich. Would that be hilarious if he won? Oh, wouldn't we have fun then? Yeah, okay. Let's not make too many jokes about Donald Trump running for president.
I brought that up to, what's my wife's name, Debbie, last
Donna.
Night?
Donna's name.
I always forget. And I said, look, I know it seems crazy now that Donald Trump is maybe, you know, putting his toe in the water a little bit, but didn't we all think the exact same thing with Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's no crazier than Arnold Schwarzenegger being governor of California.
Of course it's
no crazier at all.
This is the America we now live in. You have to understand. Brand recognition wins over everything.
Is everything, right.
And my fear is people will say, I know that name. I'll vote for that guy. And the next thing you know, we got 4 years of you're fired. And a comb over. And then what happens?
Wouldn't it be awesome every time he fires an attorney general or something like that to have a press conference and go, you're fired.
So cool. I'm just afraid. I'm scared. I don't think it's funny anymore because I don't trust America anymore. I don't trust this country. You know why I don't trust this country?
Yes, I do.
Because Pia Toscano's not an American Idol anymore. Pia Toscano voted off American Idol last night. Unacceptable on so many levels.
Not my fault.
One thing, it was not Dave the King of Mexico's fault that Pia is gone. I am still reeling.
The whole world's turned upside down for you right now, and you just see that this is just a downward slide because now we're going to start hiring reality stars to run the country.
This is the symptom, man. This is the sore that will not heal in America's body. And you're like, that's odd. Oh, I've had this sore for a long time. Maybe I'll have to have the doctor check me out. Oh, leukemia. Hi, how are you? 6 months to live. That's all I'm saying.
Pia leaving American Idol is
small.
Pia leaving the show last night is the new Civil War. That's what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, all right, let's try
Trump
to
will do
forward.
A better job than Snooki or somebody, though. I mean, it could be worse.
That's true. That should be his campaign slogan. Donald Trump for president. He'd do a better job than Snooki.
He'd do a better job than a lot of the reality stars. I'd vote for him over most of those Real Housewives.
How about if we don't vote a reality star into the White House? Is that an option?
No, it's not an option anymore. That's how it runs. You said it yourself. That's the America we now live in.
Well, then we got to get Busey on the ticket then, if that's the case.
Oh, there you go. Busey announced on the Tonight Show last night that he would like to be Donald Trump's vice presidential running mate.
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
Oh, I'd be torn. I might have to vote for that ticket.
Now you're in.
And pray for a massive coronary in Donald Trump's chest.
Oh, President Busey would be the best country in the world.
All right, let's move forward. I've got passes to give away to the red carpet world premiere of Scream 4 at Grauman's Chinese Theater on Monday, April the 11th. Scream 4, the continuation of the legendary franchise, changed horror movies forever. That's all it did. Wes Craven returns. Kevin Williamson, the man who created the Scream franchise, will also be involved in Scream 4. And the cast is back. Neve Campbell, Courtney Cox, David Arquette. You can see them all on the red carpet if you are one of the two lucky winners at 1-800-520-1067. First two callers to get through will get a pair of passes to attend the red carpet premiere of Scream 4. And keep in mind the theater, the movies in theaters everywhere April 15th in case you don't win. Danny McBride's coming up next. Your Highness looks so funny. But also congratulations are in order. He announced on Conan O'Brien this week that he and his wife are expecting a baby. When asked whether it was a boy or a girl, he said, "We've been told it's either a three-legged girl or a very well-hung boy." We either have a marathon runner or a porn star. So congratulations on however that turns out. Either way. Either way, that kid's going to be taken care of.
Sure.
Yeah. Billy Joe Armstrong of Green Day. He's a heck of a guitar player. A lot of people don't realize that because they tend to play fast, hard music. But if you listen to something like Time of Your Life, you can hear it. A guy can really play. And he's teamed up with Gibson Guitars to design the very special, unique Billy Joe Armstrong J180 acoustic guitar.
Oh.
Only 100 will be manufactured. So if you're a Billy Joe Armstrong fan, you're going to want to get your hands on this. You may want to sell an organ, though, if you want to buy one. List price for one of the Billy Joe Armstrong Gibson guitars? $3,868. I am not a guitar player. I don't know what it costs to buy an acoustic guitar. I'm guessing that's a lot of money, though, for an acoustic guitar.
Yes, I believe so.
Unless most guitars are roughly the cost of my first car. Right. I'm guessing that's a lot for a guitar.
What's up with that?
What is up with that? Does it make it any better if it's a limited edition celebrity affiliated musical?
I don't know.
It doesn't sound better.
It's the same. It's the same, right?
There are some people though, like Eric Clapton. I've heard has an unbelievable ear for the tone of a guitar and really has a lot of input into how the thing is built, and it really does make a difference in how it plays. Yeah. I would imagine for most of us, no, we could probably play a $100 guitar and it would sound just as good. Yeah.
So I feel like I wasted all that money on those Mickey Dolenz drums I bought years ago. So no point. Today's celebrity birthday, singer and actor John Schneider from Dukes of Hazzard and Smallville. He was Superman's dad on that show. 51 years old today. That's another guy who's aging a little too well for my taste.
Yeah.
I'd like him to look a little worse, if that's possible.
I think him and Rob Lowe go into some sort of a sauna every night where there's magical powers that we don't know about.
Yeah, I bet they go into a sauna. Izzy Stradlin of Guns N' Roses. Speaking of guitars, he's 49 years old. Julian Lennon, singer-songwriter, son, of course, of John, is 48. Robin Wright's 45. Patricia Arquette is 43. Katie Sackhoff of Battlestar Galactica fame is 31. Actor Taylor Kitsch Riggins on Friday Night Lights. Like, that's a show. That's so funny. Put this comedy birthday on here. He is 30 years old. Ezra Koenig of Vampire Weekend is 27. And Biz Markie is 47 years old today. You got what I need, Biz.
You got what I need. But you said he just a friend.
Sing along.
And you said he just a friend. Oh, man. You got what I need.
I think that was Pia Descanso's big mistake. She sang this last week on American Idol. I think it may be the reason they voted her off.
Terrible has never prevented success in the music business. Look at Biz Markie or The Doors.
Word. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
We are absolutely not worthy on a Friday Kevin and Bean show to welcome the great Danny McBride back to the show, but he joins us
in studio. Thank you.
How are you, Your Highness?
I'm doing really good. I'm glad to be here.
No, you're not the highness in Your Highness.
No. I'm the lowness in Your Highness.
Danny, we have so many things. I know you've got a few minutes to spend with us. And we have so many things we want to get caught up on with you because it's been a while since we talked to you. But let's start with Your Highness. Let's get the business out of the way.
Okay.
Because that's why you're here. This is one of yours, man. This one comes straight from the heart. You co-wrote this thing, right?
Yeah, you know, I co-wrote this with Ben Best, who's one of the creators of Eastbound and Down. He plays Clegg, the bartender, in that show. And David Green is an old friend of mine. He's the director. He directed Pineapple Express. I went to film school with David, and he also directs a bunch of episodes on Eastbound. So, yeah, this was just a bunch of friends kind of getting together, putting on armor, and killing things in Belfast, Northern Ireland.
What a great premise, because I don't think I've ever seen a parody of those sword and sorcery sort of night tale movies before. This is an original.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we thought too. You know, those sort of films like Conan, Beastmaster, Kroll, those things were like huge when I was a kid.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, really captured my imagination, and we hadn't really seen anyone take a stab at those recently. Mm-mm. So, you know, we just wanted to kind of pay homage to those films and try to figure out like our own sort of angle into that genre.
Man, I haven't heard the word Kroll in a long time. I totally forgot that
that
existed.
Thing he threw, that
the
was
glaive.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, the glaive. Love that thing.
So when you're you're wearing a lot of hats when you're making a movie like this because you're acting in it and you're writing, or you're not directing this time around, right?
No. Okay. I leave that to people who can do those things.
Did you have were you involved in the great cast that you put together with Franco and Natalie Portman and Zoe and everybody?
Yeah. You know, I'm lucky enough. You know, David, who directed it, is we've worked together a bunch before, so I'm lucky enough that he like allows me into a lot of these like moments where we, a lot of collaboration. So yeah, I have a hand in all that casting. And Franco, we work with on Pineapple Express. So we were looking for something to work with him again on because he's just such a great dude. And I was shocked that Natalie wanted to be involved with the film.
It is a little odd that an actress of her caliber would do something so sort of goofy and fun.
Well, when you meet her, you kind of get it because she, she's an amazing actress, but she also has like a really incredible sense of humor. She doesn't take herself too seriously at all. And
quite the stoner too, I've heard. Right?
Oh, Huge, of course. Yeah.
Did it bum you out when you realized that she was having sex with somebody else in the cast on Black Swan, but she didn't do that when you were making your movie together? I mean, come on. If she's giving it up, here.
You know, my wife was there on the set, so I figured it was for the best.
What were you thinking? Right. You're working Natalie Portman and having your wife on the set.
Well, this was the
bad
movie she did right before Black Swan. This was like she came here for that, so... You know, I'm not going to say I had a hand in that, Academy Award winning performance, but maybe I got her warmed up for it.
Yeah,
at least.
Right. Something rubbed off on her. Yeah. Something right.
Yeah.
She had at least let you borrow the Oscar 2 weeks a year or something like that. All right. Take me back to film school. You said you went to film school with your director. You guys go that far back together?
Yeah. You know, my freshman year of college, we went to the North Carolina School of the Arts, this little film school in North Carolina. And on the freshman dorm, my next door neighbor was David Green, who directed this, and then Jody Hill, who directs a lot of Eastbound Down. So I met those guys when...
Friends for life, right there from
Friends
that
for diff, life, yeah.
From
I mean,
that semester.
Still drinking beer with the same guys I was when I was 18 years old.
And I want to hear, what were the conversations like when you guys were sitting around just barely getting into the business, just trying to, claw your way in and learn what you needed to learn to get started, move to Hollywood? What were your dreams? Where did you imagine your careers would go?
It was a lot of talk back then. This kind of movie, like Your Highness, was exactly the kind of stuff we were talking about of like, let's just try to make these crazy movies that nobody else is trying to make and the kind of thing that we really would just want to see and the kind of movies that we were influenced by. And that's what's nuts about this movie is it literally just feels exactly like what we've kind of always wanted to get our hands in.
Was your plan always, I'm going to be a movie star?
No, it wasn't at all. I went to that school to focus on like writing and directing, and we didn't really know any actors, so we would just put ourselves in each other's like short films, and so that's kind of how all this began. But no,
so
I had
like
no
Foot
idea.
Fist Way, you said I'll play the lead just because we really don't know have anybody else to do it.
Exactly, Jody Hill, who directed that, came to me and was like, let's write this together, and you be in it because I don't want to go audition people that I don't know, and we just honestly don't know how to work with actors, so we just put ourselves in it.
Was there
worth explaining, I guess, when you already know each other.
Yeah, right. Was there ever any talk, and I don't at all mean this with negative connotation, so please don't take it that way, but was there ever any talk, hey, can I be an actor? Look at me. Did you ever think about that?
You know what I'm saying? Any kind of Bean starts a sentence with, oh, don't take this the wrong way. I guarantee you it's going to be a
because
slam.
Because I'm so good looking that it would be distracting. Right.
That was my point exactly, right.
Well, you know.
Because clothes just fall off of the women when the great Danny McBride walks in. That's my fear.
Well, there's many different types of stories, and everyone who has to be in those stories doesn't always have to be that attractive. You know, they can look like normal dudes. But, that was part of the reason why we pulled Franco into this movie is because I'm so stunningly handsome that we really wanted to balance it out and make it realistic.
So we
pulled Franco in. Yeah,
it's a good idea.
Right.
Yeah,
because it'd be too tough for the audience to see nothing but models running around on
exactly.
the screen there.
Exactly.
Right. So
now,
you bring in Franco to dog it up a little bit.
We've been playing clips from the movie all week long. We've been talking about it. And as I listen to your British accent, would you say that is a strong suit of yours, the British accent, or is it something maybe you're new to?
You know, I wouldn't even call it a British accent. I wouldn't want to insult the people of England that way. But, you know, when you watch these old fantasy films, terrible accents kind of are par for the course. And so I'll just write my bad accent off to that, that I was really trying to make this authentic.
You're being true to the genre.
True to the genre, I'm sure. Yeah. Okay.
I just can't believe you didn't go ahead and cast Kevin Costner and Keanu Reeves in the movie. I mean, if that's what we're going for, they're available, right?
Yeah, well, they were unavailable, unfortunately, for us, yeah.
The film is called Your Highness. It opens up everywhere today. And I, again, besides the fact that I see Danny McBride's name in the credits, and I got to go anyway, what a great cast. James Franco is in there. Justin Theroux, who I know is a great writer and is also just, he doesn't act enough for my taste. He's great. Zooey Deschanel. Who does she play in the movie, by the way? I haven't seen much of her in the trailers.
Zooey Deschanel plays Franco's bride-to-be. She gets captured by Justin Theroux's character. So she's actually the one that we're on the quest to save.
Ah, yeah. She's awesome. She seems like she'd be so much fun, too.
She's incredible. The first movie I ever did, All the Real Girls, I acted with her in that. And she's great. And she's so beautiful and has such a great voice. She sings in this movie. So we're getting to, you know, work with a lot of very talented people.
All of that, and of course, Oscar winner Natalie Portman in the movie called Your Highness, opening everywhere today. We have many more questions with the great Danny McBride, and we'll do that when we return right after this on The Kevin DeBean Show. Danny McBride in studio with us here on The Kevin DeBean Show, talking about his new film called Your Highness that opens up everywhere today. We want to move on and talk about Eastbound and Down and the Beastie Boys video and some other stuff, but real quick, because I think we forgot last time, here's a clip from Your Highness with Danny McBride.
He was captured.
Yes, we got into a huge sword fight and we were able to escape, and he was not.
I know how you're feeling inside. As if you cannot rest until you destroy those who harmed your family. You want to skin them alive, and then wear their flesh as a cape as you dance around their convulsing corpses.
Yes, of course, yes. Yes. Yes.
That sounds so funny. Speaking of Eastbound and Down, Danny, you told us off air that you're currently writing the third season. The show is coming back. Is it true that I hear that your plan is maybe just one more and then you're out?
Yeah, you know, when we set the show up, we always saw it as like, you know, a very small arc, something that we would kind of keep tight, not let it have a chance to get old. And so we've always been kind of plotting it out to be like a three, you know, sort of like a three act structure, each season being a different act. And so, you know, we're in the third season now, and this is always what we kind of saw as the end, and we kind of knew where it was heading. And so we're approaching the season that way, but at the end of the day, who knows? I mean, we really like working on the show. It's a lot of fun. So,
yeah,
you know,
when they
we'll
back
say.
The truck up with all the money in it and yeah. the tractor trailer.
It's like, oh no, 10 more seasons.
We have some other plot points we didn't quite explore yet. Okay.
What are you doing to your hair in season three? Because I really feel for you as a person when you're not on the set with some of the Kenny Powers hair that you got to walk around with.
Yeah, the person you should feel for is my wife who has to live with me with cornrows and the mullet. Yeah,
the perm.
Yeah, it's terrible. I wish it was a perm. This is what the good Lord gave me.
The real deal right there.
That is it. And by the way, one more note on this, because I do love the show and we've talked to you about it a couple times in the past. There are people out there who don't watch Kenny Powers to laugh at him. They watch Kenny Powers because they love him and want to be him. Don't you run into people like that who just think that Kenny Powers is the man and, wow, I wish I could be like that guy?
I do, indeed. I mean, I think there's people who watch the show who get the joke, and I think there's people who watch the show and they're looking for life lessons, you know? And I'll embrace both of those fans easily.
It's their favorite documentary. Yeah. They love that, yeah.
Kenny Powers is really like the real-life Charlie Sheen when you think about it. He's just like, you know, just flamethrowers. Everything that's not 100% on the earth to make his life better, he doesn't care about.
Yeah, I'll second that, sure, yeah.
Ralph gave some news in the Showbiz report earlier on today, some personal news from you that you broke on Conan this week. Congratulations. Tell us about that, man.
Yeah, it looks like I'm going to be a dad. Me and my wife are expecting a baby this fall.
Congratulations.
Very exciting.
Thank you.
And you're reasonably sure that's you, that's yours, right?
You know, I'm hoping on it. We'll see what happens when the baby pops out, you know.
Because you're on the road a lot of location shoots and stuff like that. Yeah. You're away from home quite a bit.
Yeah, it could be tricky. We'll see. I think the hair will be the telling feature. We'll be able to kind of know from that.
Unless it's Will Ferrell's.
Yeah.
And then, you know, similar.
Blonde, yeah.
John C. Reilly could be John C. Reilly's baby, too. Geez, you ever think about that?
I'm worried.
Sorry to give you the doubt, but it's possible.
I was excited. I better hire a lawyer.
I want to see Danny on Maury when he finds out he is or is not the
baby is not yours.
All right. Speaking of Will and John C. Reilly, we had King Ad-Rock on from the Beastie Boys yesterday talking about their new album that's coming out in May and then the accompanying video, the 30-minute video that looks like the greatest movie ever made. You guys are all in it. Elijah Wood, Susan Sarandon, Steve Buscemi. The list just goes
Jack
on and
Black.
On.
What a
Jack
cast.
Black. How did this thing come about? How did you end up in a Beastie Boys movie? Who did you know?
I met Adam Yauch on a flight on the way to shoot Your Highness, and I was a huge Beastie Boys fan since I was a kid, and we hit it off there, and about a year later, he called me and said, we're going to get together this music video. We want to do a sequel to the Fight for Your Right to Party video, and I literally, like, dropped the phone. It was, to me, the coolest thing I'd ever been offered before, and it was crazy. It was like a three-day shoot, and Seth Rogen and Elijah Wood and myself play the Beastie Boys, and then we encounter these alternate versions of them played by Will Ferrell and Jack Black and John C. Reilly, and it was insane. It literally is the craziest thing I think I've ever done before. It was so much fun.
And the clip that they show that we put up at KevinAbean.com is just a teaser for the long-form video, but I'm having trouble understanding what's going on in the thing. I mean, I just
explain
see you
the
guys,
narrative for us.
You guys
if you
are
want,
running
please.
Around a lot, screaming at people. What's happening?
You know, I would equate it to something like the Thriller video, which, you know, there was like the big party from Fight to Your Right to Party, and it's just these guys kind of stumble around the city drunk, encountering all these different people from the Beastie Boys mythology, and yeah, and then getting into a humongous dance contest.
Were you in Sundance when they debuted it?
Yeah, I was there.
It went
yeah.
over pretty large, from what
yeah,
I understand.
Yeah, it was awesome.
That's awesome.
I mean, if you're going to be in anyone's music video, I mean, the Beastie Boys are the gold standard for music videos. I mean, they have always made phenomenal videos, and I guess that's because, you know, those guys really have, you know, they've got film talent in addition to music talent, too.
Oh, yeah, those guys are brilliant. Doing. They're super smart, and also the Beastie Boys videos are so distinct. Like, the moment that they put, like, a fisheye lens on a low camera, and you have that, you know, the hats and the leather jacket on, and you're just, like, waving your hands in the air and rapping into the lens, it just looks so surreal. Like, I'm a Beastie Boy. I can finish working now.
I can't wait to see the whole thing, and it's going to be on the deluxe edition of the Hot Sauce Committee Volume 2 when it comes out, so I'm really excited about that. You must feel like the king of Hollywood right now, Danny. It sounds to me like you're getting to do everything that you want to do in show business right now.
I wouldn't say I'm the king. Maybe like a jester or, you know.
A duke, maybe?
A duke of Hollywood is good. I'm at a place where I've been lucky enough to be able to, like, work on projects that I really like and work with people that I really like. And, you know, at the end of the day, that's pretty awesome. That's, that's pretty cool. I dig it.
What's next in the pipeline for you? What's the next project you guys, besides Eastbound and Down? You got another feature or something?
Yeah, we're doing Eastbound and Down now. And this summer, this movie comes out called 30 Minutes or Less that Ruben Fleischer, who directed Zombieland, directed. And it's starring Aziz Ansari, Jesse Eisenberg, Nick Swardson, and myself. And that comes out in August. And I'm a bad guy in Kung Fu Panda 2. And then I guess I'll be changing diapers this fall. We'll see what happens.
Well, Danny, you got it going on, and I know how busy you are. It always means a lot to you that you make time for the Kevin and Bean Show. It's always great to catch up with you, and have fun in Europe. Danny's leaving for Europe almost right after this interview to go talk about the movie over there.
He's going to the UK, and I will be interested to hear the reception for the accent.
I think they'll appreciate its authenticity.
Okay, all right, we'll see.
Your Highness is the movie opening up everywhere today. Danny, thanks a lot for coming in, man. We enjoyed it.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me on.
That's how you do it right there, ladies. You know, that's how you do it. That is Adele rolling in the deep on 106.7 KROQ, the world-famous K-Rock. It's 8:38. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. So you hop in a cab, ladies. So you're in New York. You jump in a cab. You're saying, take me down to Radio City Music Hall. The next thing you know, you're on a game show. They're firing questions at you left and right, trying to get you to make some money in the back of a cab.
How did that happen? That's crazy.
It's Cash Cab, and Ben Bailey is the host of the show. He joins us in studio in about 20 minutes or so right here on the Kevin and Bean Show. All right, Amy Winehouse back in the news. I fear every time I bring up the name Amy Winehouse that there are people out there who may not even remember her because it's been so long since she's done anything. Her last album, Back to Black, came out in 2006. And ever since then, we've been sitting around waiting for a follow-up, and it's been one story after another of her being drunk or her being in jail or her being in rehab. And now she's back in the news. Here's the headline. Tell me what you guys think about this. Amy Winehouse wants to have a baby.
Oh, dear God.
Is that, I mean, I know that we don't have any kind of deal in place where you're allowed to veto the idea of somebody wants to have a baby, but doesn't it seem like somebody should step in and say no to Amy Winehouse?
I don't think she should have a hamster.
Yes, I agree. I don't think she can keep anything alive.
No.
A source tells Reveal magazine, which apparently is some sort of a European celebrity mag, Amy's obsessed with having children. It's all she's talking about right now. She is desperate to have a baby within the next year. So we wanted to find out more about this. We're lucky to have a great relationship with Miss Winehouse, and she joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Hi, Amy.
Hello. Who's this?
It's Kevin and Bean. How you been?
Oh, hello, Kevin Bean. How you doing?
Well, we're doing fine. Listen,
yeah,
what's all?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing fine.
What's the racket? What's the? Oh, geez.
Yeah,
I don't like to.
Now I'm even more fine than I was before.
I don't like to hear that at all. Yeah. What's all that racket? Where are you with all those kids right now, Amy?
I'm going baby shopping. I want a baby so badly. I'm shopping for one.
Oh, you mean you're planning on adopting? I thought the article implied you wanted to have a baby.
I'm going to buy one.
You're going to buy a baby?
Yeah. It's a store called Montgomery Ward. I'm in, and what? Maternity ward. I'm in maternity ward, and I'm going to buy a baby.
Okay, no, it doesn't work like that. If there are babies in the maternity store, it's just they're there with their moms shopping. Those babies are not available to you, Amy.
No, these are fresh ones. They just popped them out. I'm in the hospital. I'm going to get a new one.
Oh, you're actually at the maternity ward of the hospital. You plan on stealing somebody else's newborn.
No, I'm going to buy it. You listen to me.
Yes, but it doesn't.
I'm giving money, and you give me a baby.
It doesn't work like that. Okay.
Everything works like that. I'm a star.
I know you are a star.
Where do you keep the ones with teeth? I want one with teeth.
Okay, the newborn.
These
none
look
of the,
like freaking freaks with no teeth.
None of the newborns are going to have teeth. It takes a few months for them to start growing in, Amy.
I don't want one that's incomplete. I want a finished baby.
Okay. Do you
Where
know?
Where are tattoo babies? I want tattoo babies.
They don't. There are no babies.
Where's the tattoo baby section?
Amy.
Can I please get some salesperson to help me here?
I've got money
to spend and nobody's helping me.
It doesn't work like that. Amy, you're the wrong person to raise a baby. You understand you can barely take care of yourself.
I can take care of myself. Look, I see this cocaine? I got it all by myself. And so I can teach a baby how to get their own formula or whatever they need.
It's self.
Taking care of yourself. What do they call that? Self.
Preservation?
Taken care of. Self-reliance.
Reliance, okay.
Yeah.
Here's what one of your friends, again, quoted in Reveal magazine says, Amy is doing everything she can to have kids. Because of the drugs and the drinking, her body would not have been able to handle the baby, but now she's on the road to recover and is turning things around. It doesn't sound like that based on this phone call.
Yeah, my body can't handle a baby, no. So
oh,
I'm going,
you admit
that's
that.
Why I'm going to buy one. Can I please get a salesperson over here? God, where are the quiet ones? Why are they all so loud? Oh,
with a
hangover, it's not a pleasant sound to hear.
Okay, with a hangover is another reason why you shouldn't be taking a little baby
can
home.
Can I please talk to the manager or someone?
Okay.
I need to buy a baby immediately. Look, I'll buy two, all right?
Whatever. You don't need to.
That's it. I'm going to Babies R Us. The service here is horrible.
The 27-year-old hitmaker was thought to have been hugely upset when she heard that her ex-husband, Blake Fielder Civil, is due to have a baby with his girlfriend in May.
Yeah, maybe I'll buy that one. I'm sure they don't want it. Look, I hear all this unwanted children. All in the news, all I hear is unwanted children, unwanted children. I will buy your unwanted children.
Yeah, no one.
But they gotta have teeth and tattoos.
Okay, well, good luck with that.
And
I hope
breast
you don't...
implants.
What?
Especially if it's a boy.
Oh my God,
that's just weird.
That'd be great. That'd be fascinating at parties, wouldn't it?
Come on, Amy.
My boy, Bobby. Look at the cans on him.
You must stop. Somebody must stop this woman.
Hello, who's this?
Wait.
Hello, who am I talking
to? Yeah, it's Kevin and Bean.
Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot the whole conversation.
From Cash Cab, Ben Bailey joins us in studio coming up next year on the Kevin Bean Show right after the top of the hour. Ralph, I'm catching up on the world we live in now, the post-Pia world.
Uh-huh.
The world without Pia.
Yeah.
And I know it's not a world you ever wanted to be in.
No, it isn't.
Apparently, you are not alone in now giving up on American Idol. Apparently, Snooki now says she's not watching Idol anymore.
Word.
Now that Pia has been eliminated, she's out.
Word to the Snook.
So if Snooki's out and you're out,
Tom Hanks is out.
Oh, Tom Hanks
American
too.
American treasure Tom Hanks is out. A lot of people are jumping off, and I recommend it highly.
So American Idol is going to go
Fox is a sponsor, and then I don't recommend it highly.
American Idol should go from first place biggest show in the nation to zero viewers starting next week because no piano piece, right?
It should be torn down. The people should charge wherever it is they film that thing and just tear it to the ground. And Seacrest's head on a pike. That's what I suggest.
Well, that I'm down with.
Marching,
I'm with you on that.
Marching in Tiananmen Square with his head on a pike. I don't know why we have to go to China, but I'm saying pick a square. Any square will do. There must be a square around here someplace. Cartier Circle? Something. Just
Pershing
pick a
square.
Pick a head and put it on a spike and carry it around and burn some things and tear some things down and show that you will not stand for this because it was a travesty of justice what happened last night to Pia Piskun.
Even Charlie's Angel Minka Kelly was disappointed and distressed last night. I hate to see Minka sad.
You know, Lisa Milano also, by the way, tweeted that she is furious. So we are growing. Once again, the Garmy's numbers are swelling, and we will take to the streets.
I feel like this is the people rising up in Egypt. I feel like we're on the brink of something big now.
I'm going to get out my flip phone and send videos to CNN so they can get the real story, so that the man won't keep us down. They'll see what the real protests are about. Because P will rise again. Bean last night sends me an email. Here's a phrase for you. How about see you, P? Wouldn't want to be you. Ass.
Well, you were looking for a catchphrase for Pia.
You are not welcome amongst those of us
Look,
you're going to be marching in the streets.
I feel your pain. Don't
you
get
don't
me wrong.
Feel my pain.
I do.
You don't feel
anybody's
your pain. You Asperger's having mofo.
I feel your pain, but Pia was technically a good singer, and beyond that, she had no emotional depth to her at all. She was boring. She's an ice queen on stage.
I don't think it was called American Emotional Depth Contest. I think it was American Idol, which is about singing, bitch.
I would have been very disappointed had she won the thing, so I'm fine to say goodbye to her now or at any time in the next few weeks. But I'm just saying, you got my support because I see how much it hurts you, and I hate to see
you. You don't care. You love it. Speaking of Snooki, she's in the news. MTV now says all of the stars of Jersey Shore have re-signed for the fourth season. You know, there was a holdout. Snooki and JWoww and I think Pauly and The Situation were all holding out for more money. But apparently MTV caved, gave them more cash, and now everybody has signed up. Maybe part of the deal, at least for Snooki and JWoww, was that they're getting their own spin-off show that will be premiering in 2012. So you got that to look forward to.
Okay. Would you be interested? Would you care about a Snooki spinoff?
I don't care
about
the Jersey
part
Shore
of the ensemble, okay.
Let alone the spinoff shows. Unless it was some sort of reality show where you release them into the wild, and then Sarah Palin gets to shoot at him from a helicopter.
Oh, that would be so awesome,
that'd
wouldn't
be
it?
Awesome, yeah.
You got to think before you get into a situation. PBYP, that ain't no PB&J sandwich.
Oh, man. Pauly D, by the way, also getting his own spinoff show. We're just spinning wildly out of control.
Yeah.
We got earthquakes and tsunamis and the Jersey Shore cast members getting their own shows and Pia Toscano being voted off American Idol.
No! No!
It's the end times. These are the four horsemen of the apocalypse.
I would agree with you, except the knight in shining armor on the white horse coming across the horizon is President Trump.
That's true.
We got that to save us, Ralph.
To look forward
pulling
to.
Us out of the tailspin.
I know this may have come as a surprise to you, but apparently Lindsay Lohan likes to have sex with women.
What?
Yeah, New York Post is reporting she may have a new girlfriend, a hotel mogul named Vikram Shatwal.
She sounds hot.
Oh, wait a minute. This is a dude.
What?
I know. Imagine my surprise.
Now I'm confused.
She's sleeping with a man. Yeah, Vikram Shatwal is his name, and he is a hotel mogul, and apparently he flew Lindsay to New York on his private jet. And the two have been seen all over town. Well, good. Now, she's a whore, apparently. That's what she's doing. Others claim they just have a friendship. Yeah, I'm sure Vikram sends his jets for all of his nubile female friends in Los Angeles and brings them
to like men now!
Yeah. Can't keep track of her vagina and what it's up
to.
It's very complicated. Charlie Sheen. Doing pretty well on this tour, I'm telling you. Of course, he is still bitter as ever, however, especially towards his ex-wives. Denise Richards, the target of his wrath at his show in Cleveland, Ohio. New York Post reports that he got everyone in the audience to start chanting, F that bitch, regarding Denise Richards.
Ouch.
She, of course, is the mother of his two daughters. Not that that seems to make a difference.
And shouldn't that make her off limits for that sort of outburst, just based on the fact that at some point his kids are going to grow up and hear about it?
What? Don't get me started. But I don't understand. he's got stuff to talk about. You know, you want to talk about the job and the guy who created the show, whatever. That's fine. But why would you drag your family into your madness?
Right, right.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I don't think people are ready for the message that I'm delivering, and delivering with you know, a sense of violent love.
Violent love. And speaking of relationships, Pittsburgh Steeler quarterback Ben Roethlisberger. Apparently he has chosen the one girl that he will be divorcing soon. She is 27-year-old physician's assistant Ashley Harlan. He proposed to her over the holidays, and they're going to tie the knot July 23rd. This summer they're getting married. So,
will he still be allowed to rape on weekends?
Sure, yeah. They have an open relationship. Let's take a look today. Celebrity birthdays. John Schneider of the Dukes of Hazzard. Also Smallville, 51 years old today. Izzy Stradlin from Guns N' Roses is 49. Singer-guitarist Donita Sparks of L7 is 48 years old. Julian Lennon, singer-songwriter, son of John Lennon, is 48. Robin Wright is 45. Bell or no bell, Robin Wright?
We're
going to ring it or what?
We're split
we're
on this.
Split.
We're not split. You're split.
We are split. I'm a no. Muggs is a no.
When
King is a no.
When does Muggs start getting votes on the bell? When did that happen?
I didn't get that memo. I'm just saying it's not. Look, she's a very talented actress, and she's a nice. She seems like a nice lady. She's hardly hot.
You ever seen the movie called Princess Bride, Mother Effer?
Yeah, she's beautiful.
35 years ago? Yeah.
You ever seen Forrest Gump?
Yeah, and did you see how she treated Forrest wrong? Do you see what happened there? Yeah, you want to reward that kind of behavior? She went out and was a whore. All Forrest did was love her. Right? Then she got the AIDS. That's what you want to applaud right now?
Did
be a whore, go out
Forrest?
And get the AIDS?
Not so easy to love,
yeah.
By the way.
Yeah. Well, Bean relates to a guy who's brain damaged who can't possibly relate to any other human being in any significant way. So that's Bean's hero in that film, obviously.
I will tepidly touch the bell under protest. How about that? Is that going to make everybody happy?
Just do it.
Run, Bean, run! Trish Arquette's 43. Katie Sackhoff of Battlestar Galactica is 31 years old. And Biz Markie, we've been celebrating his birthday all day today. Biz Markie celebrates his 47th birthday.
Oh, baby, you!
Mm-hmm.
There it is.
Got what I need.
Yeah.
Yeah!
Timing.
How did he make it? How did he make it? There wasn't even an American Idol for him to go on back in the day.
Little pitchy, dog. Little pitchy. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Tell me if I'm wrong here, Ralph. Lots of people who drive cabs in this country.
Yes, you're right.
Lots of people who are comedians in this country.
Let me check. Yes, my sources say yes.
Lots of people who are game show hosts in this country.
Once again, correct, sir.
But how many are all three, like the great Ben Bailey, who joined this earth?
Just one cash cab, everybody!
Wow. On Discovery Channel. Ben, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show, man. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks a lot. Thanks for what a great intro.
You're one of a kind.
You're unique. I'm all three things rolled into one. Yeah.
You're the only one out there. And producer Alex, by the way, I don't want to embarrass anybody. Producer Alex walked in and said, hey, Ben's cuter in person than he is on TV. What's up with that?
Wow, that's nice. Thank you.
A little cab crush. Maybe that's a new reality show we could have. Cab crush. Pulls up. There's somebody in there. You get in someone of the opposite sex and see if you can mate by the time you get to your location.
Get my agent on the phone. I got a pitch.
A very high percentage of winners on that show.
We did it. And the great news for Ben, by the way, is he could have Alex if he wanted to. She's not difficult to get.
No, she's not.
Wow. Yeah. Alex, are you going to take that?
I'm not Alex. That was my producer. Okay. Lisa. And no, I'm not taking.
What are you sitting there smiling? Yeah. That cannot be Alex.
By the way, Lisa's not tough to get either, by the way.
No, it's about
all right, wait a minute.
Is that how you do the hiring around here?
Yes, exactly.
Yes, it is. Let's talk about cash cab, because it is the dumbest idea that turned out to be great. I'm sure there were a lot of meetings going up the chain at Discovery where they said, no, it's a stupid idea to have people get into a cab and start answering trivia questions for money. That'll never fly. We're not even going to bother making it. At some point, somebody was brave enough to make it, and God damn it if it doesn't work.
But yeah, there's a thin line between bravery and stupidity, right?
Absolutely,
It was kind of a fluke. Like, I mean, Discovery Channel, I'm sure they never even imagined that they would have a game show of any kind.
Yeah, it seems like an odd choice for Discovery Channel.
Yeah, it kind of happened when, I don't know what was going on. There were some weird things going on with the executive branch over there, like one of the presidents had been fired or left, and then The new one came in, and then she was on maternity leave, and then, like, the person who was there while that, you know, at that moment was like, hey, let's make this game show.
There was a janitor in charge at one point.
Yeah, just he was sweeping up, and he was like, ah, well, I'm
People
at it.
Win money in a cab.
Show. I almost now, didn't go to the audition. Like, I was out here. I was in San Diego doing a stand-up show, and I had to fly back for the audition the next morning.
Because you thought it sounded like a dumb idea that would never fly, right?
Yeah, yeah. A buddy of mine had a beach house. He's like, stick around, stay out for a few days. You know, I'm like, oh, I got to go back. I got this audition for this ridiculous game show in a taxi. And I almost didn't come back. I know it sounds ridiculous. I almost didn't come back for it. Thank God I did.
Ralph, do you remember when you used to watch and talk about the supermarket sweep?
Yes, yeah.
That's in the vein of the type of show that Cash Cab could have been, which is just like a footnote in TV history that was on for a minute. But it's wildly successful. How many seasons in are you right now?
Well, it depends who you ask. If you go by the contract, we've done 5. But the number of times we've gone back in and shot another run is 9.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Like that's a cute
you need
little
a better
contract
agent.
Thing. Yeah. No, I have a good one now. I needed a better one in the beginning.
Now, when you're on a plane or somewhere where you're sitting next to or talking to somebody at a party who doesn't know about Cash Cab and you try to explain it to them.
I just beat them about the head and shoulders.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. when you're even as the host of the show, as you're explaining it, you must still see looks in their faces like this guy's he's having a laugh, right? He's pulling my leg. This
is he having a laugh? yeah. I mean, I was on a plane next to a woman, like I guess maybe a month ago, and she didn't know, like she didn't recognize me. Other people were like whispering, like, "Yeah, thanks to Cash Cab guy over there," and she didn't know. So obviously I'm not going to tell her, right? So then we're just sitting there, and then it comes on the TV.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. And then I just see her, like, looking back and forth, like, 40 times in a minute.
You should have started asking her questions right at that moment.
Pulling a lot of hundreds.
Surprise. Yeah, it's our new version.
Here's your parachute.
Cash plane.
Yeah. I get that. I get on, and people, you know, the flight attendants hand me notes. You're on the cash plane, you know. 3 wrong, right, and out you go.
I have to throw a bunch of questions at you that I apologize in advance because I'm sure you get asked these questions all the time.
But that's right. It makes it easy to answer.
Yeah, our listeners demand to know.
Okay.
First of all, how do you either read or memorize such complex questions sometimes while you're also paying attention to navigating your way through New York City traffic? That seems impossible to do both of those things.
It's a lot to do. I study the questions and answers before each game, and then they repeat them in an earpiece. So I am getting them read back to me, but I've memorized them by then, which makes makes it a lot easier.
Yeah. Have you ever had any accidents or close calls or tough situations in the traffic?
A lot of close calls. Never hit anything. Never been hit by anybody.
Great.
But two guys that were parking the cab at night at the end of the shoot day have crashed it.
Really?
Yeah. And I was like, you're not even hosting a game show.
You're just driving.
You're just driving. One of them, I had left my keys to my personal car in the cab, and I called him. And he was like, I'm not supposed to answer the phone while I'm driving. He's like, but it's Ben calling. So he's in a panic. He answers the phone and crashes into the car in front of him.
Oh, so it is your fault.
Yeah. So I guess I technically have. I've indirectly crashed the cab.
We've seen a lot of reactions from people on the show over the seasons. But in general, how do people react when they are hit with, hey, you're on a game show right now, go? What's the most common reaction from your people that you pick up? Most people, I imagine, don't even want to participate, right?
A fair amount of them don't want to. It's changed.
What's the ratio,
over the years,
you think, the clearance ratio in terms of who signs the waiver and who doesn't?
It's like 75% of people do.
Do.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
At least, maybe better. But in the beginning, that was much different, like, because people didn't know about the show. Now people see me and they, it's the Cash Cab, you know. In the beginning, they just thought I was nuts. Like, what is
especially
this
New
guy
Yorkers
talking about?
They must be so pissed off. They're trying to get to their meeting or something.
Yeah, they're in such a hurry that they're like, all right, I don't want to play. Let's just go. And I'm like, no, sorry.
If you're, if you're not playing.
It doesn't work that way.
Well, we kind of get around that. I'm supposed to take them anyway, but we get them another cab.
Yeah, that's right. Now, will you pick up somebody if they recognize you and they're wildly waving to try to get you because they want to be on the show? Is that allowed or is it happening?
Yeah,
to be
we can
surprise?
Do that. Yeah, we can do that. But those people, that happens, you know, fairly often, but they don't do that well because they're too excited.
Right.
They're too wound up and they get so nervous that I end up kicking them out and, you know.
You need to start wearing disguises now.
I know. I tried once.
That's funny.
I tried. I put on these little glasses and a silly hat And this dude just came up and opened the door. He goes, Ben Bailey, I know it's you. At you word that I can't say on the radio. I was like, whoa, all right, so much for that.
I think I love that you throw them out of the cab once they lose the game, even if they're not where they're going. I think that was the hook that got me in.
Yeah,
that
that's
makes
the
me
fun
love
part.
The show.
That's the fun part of the explanation, too. Like, yeah, and if they get three wrong, I just kick them out right there. Like, out you go.
Talking about Cash Cab with host Ben Bailey, it airs new episodes here Monday nights at 6 Eastern and Pacific on the Discovery Channel. But it's in syndication now, too. So in most big cities around the country, you can see it five nights a week. So
we
have a lot more questions with Ben. We're not anywhere near done with you, my friend. But we'll return with more right after this. Spending some time with Ben Bailey in studio here on the Kevin and Bean Show. He is, of course, the host of Cash Cab. New episodes Monday nights on the Discovery Channel in syndication all over the country. Check your local listings. Ben, I saw the episode where you were interviewing, I think, you talked to some real-life cab drivers. Are you...
Okay. Was that like a webisode thing?
Maybe that was one of the webisodes, yeah. And are you a hero to those people? Are you the most famous, successful cab driver in the world to them?
Maybe. I don't know. They either love me or hate me. Like, some of the guys that drive minivans tell me when I get in their cab that, you know, I've been looking for you. Because people flag them down and then look in and see if it's me and see if it's not and then just wave them ahead. Like,
oh.
Sorry, buddy.
You're looking for the lights at the top of the ceiling looking to see if it's tricked out?
Yeah, oh, it's not the cash cab, so you know, keep moving, pal.
What kind of loser is spending their day in New York City just looking at cabs waiting for the cash cab to come by? Who's that got that kind of time on their hands?
More people than you might think.
Oh, that's
sad.
People
go to New York, they tell me, because I travel around doing stand-up all the time.
Right.
They're like, everywhere I go, people are like, we were in New York, and we just spent the whole day looking for you. Like, there's some other stuff to see in New York City besides the cash cab, and the odds of finding me are pretty slim.
You know what you need, I think, for the cash cab is a little bit of an upgrade. I'd like to see an ejector seat in the back.
I think that's a great idea.
So when you kick them out, you literally just jettison them out of the cab.
Yeah, strike three. I'd like an ejector seat in the front, so you can get out of there from time to time.
When you climb in the cab in the morning and you're shooting, do you have a certain number of contestants you have to do that day? You just have to keep driving until you get them, or you just work for a set amount of hours, or how does it work?
It's kind of one or the other. We try to get six games in that are good or usable.
And tell me about some of the times,
but you know,
and that's what I was going to ask: is what kinds of things make the game unusable, where you have to just scrap it and it never makes the TV?
Well, some people are just boring. Mm. You know, like they just get in and we're like, ooh. Boy, do I hope this guy doesn't want to play, you know?
Yeah. Because
I'm
most
like,
game shows...
And they're like, oh, okay.
Most game shows sift through hundreds of applicants to find exciting, interesting people to put on television. You guys don't have that luxury.
Yeah. No, we don't. So those are the games that, you know, that you don't see. And what generally happens is Discovery wants winners, and they want it to be difficult. Like, they're like, all right, we have to justify having a game show. Not that it's not justified by all the ad sales time that they sell. But, you know, they want it to be educational. So they want it to be difficult. And like they've said in the past, we want it to be harder than Jeopardy. Like, we want the show to be harder, and we want more winners. And we're like, well, there's some tough requests for a production team.
We're going to have to leave America.
Yeah. Well, so we just, like, follow Mensa wherever they're having a meeting. We're like, hey, do any of you smart people want to play a game? No, but we end up shooting more. We just keep shooting until we have enough winning games. So a lot of games that you don't see are just games where people didn't win because the show would suck if it was losing game after losing game after losing game.
What's the most anyone's ever won on Cash Cab?
$6,200.
Whoa! Oh, and how long was it? Did you drive them to Florida? How long were they in that cab?
Yeah. I drove them out here to L.A. and back. It was one guy. It was a double ride. So everything was doubled. And he just got everything right. I think it was like 54 blocks.
Wow.
He didn't. There was one guy, so there wasn't a lot of chatter. Like, sometimes you get four people in there, and they won't shut up.
Right.
Like, if you guys would just stop trying to be funny and let me get these questions out, you could actually win a lot of cash. But you're so busy, like, trying to, you know, be showbiz that, like, just be quiet and
play the game.
Or we're going to get to the end, you're going to be like, we have $200. Great, and there's four of us. You know?
In New York, there are lots and lots and lots of well-known people on the streets. I mean, you could, literally, the cab door could open and, you know, Donald Trump could step in, or Regis Philbin.
Let Donald Trump in my cab.
Okay. Has it ever happened, not something that was planned for a very special episode, but has it ever happened that somebody that you recognize jumped in the back of your cab?
No, it hasn't. No. I've passed a lot of famous people on the street, like seeing them on the sidewalk and stuff, but I've never randomly picked a celebrity up.
Gotcha.
We've had a lot of people in, you know, like setups for interviews and stuff like that. The Today Show and The View and all different stuff like
Carrot
that.
Carrot Top.
Yeah, Carrot Top. Yeah. Vegas was all like that. It was all like the, you know, we set those up with the nightclub acts and they all played for charities.
Right, exactly, yeah. Speaking of the celebrities, we have a piece of tape here from 30 Rock, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And this is your appearance, Ben Bailey, on 30 Rock with Tracy Morgan. How did this come about?
I just got a call from my agent. They want you to be on 30 Rock. I'm like, sweet.
Scene was with Tracy Morgan, and you were like, this is going to be fun.
Yeah, well, I know Tracy from, you know, I've been doing stand-up a long time, so I know Tracy from the clubs in New York from way back. So I was actually like, all right, this is going to be fun. This is going to be cool. And it was, you know. They were like, they want you on 30 Rock. I'm like, great. And they're like, but you have to be the cash cab guy.
Can I please just stretch a little bit?
Yeah, you know, so it was just like another work day for me. But it was,
at least
it was
let
really
me be
fun.
A limo driver or something different out of my range.
Yeah, right.
All right.
Grow a beard and wear a funny hat or something.
Here's Ben. Yeah, that's very popular on 30 Rock. Here's Ben with Tracy Morgan from 30 Rock. Listen up.
Here in Cash Cab, it's a TV game show that takes place right here in my taxi.
Explain the rules.
You answer trivia questions for money and a free ride. But if you answer incorrectly, the game is over and you're out of the cab.
So for me to be there at the birth of my daughter, I have to answer trivial questions despite having gone to middle school in the Exxon station?
Yeah. You ready to play?
Bring it.
Weighing up to 4 tons, what type of mammal is the famous Shamu?
She is an orca, Benjamin. FYI, they're very difficult to keep in a home aquarium.
Right again.
That's perfect.
Yeah, it was
a great,
great
episode.
Yeah, it was like a Slumdog Millionaire kind of thing. He just happened to know every single one.
Right.
But well, then he misses it. He doesn't get there for the birth of his daughter.
Of course.
He's trying to open the door while I'm hitting the unlock button.
Of course he doesn't. Like I said when you sat down, I can't believe we've never had you on this show before because we've all talked about Cash Cab. We've talked about it on this show before. It's just crazy that we never had the chance. But we're such big fans of your work on the program. And I honestly, very few people could do what you do. I mean, like I said when we brought you in, that's a rare combination of talents to put all that together and not get an accident. So well done.
Thank you, man. Thanks a lot. I really appreciate it.
Cash Cab, Monday nights on the Discovery Channel. Check your local listings for reruns throughout the country in syndication as well.
CashCab.mgm.com, I think.
Yes, cashcab.mgm.com, right. Yeah. And Ben, you got a website that you put your stand-up and stuff on, too,
for
people
want to... Yeah, therealbenbailey.com, and I have a new special coming out, which will also be a DVD. It airs May 24th on Comedy Central. It's called Road Rage.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, and then the DVD comes out, I think, 2 weeks after that.
Congratulations, man. Thanks for stopping by.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. Nice to meet you.
Thanks, everybody. Hey, have a great weekend. We'll see you. Hey. Bye now. Time to go.
Hey.
Sing it if you know it.
Hey.
What? Yeah. What? Hey. We're at the end of the show. It's, it's Friday. Friday. What are you talking about?
Well, listen, Rebecca Black, there's one more thing we have to do.
What is that? What am I missing?
Listen to me. You have to listen to me.
Oh, that old thing. Okay. Here's Ralph on the show.
Can I have my machine?
There you go.
Machine going up? Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
It's a long week. That's why I thought you'd be excited about the weekend. I figured as soon as you heard that song start, you'd head for the door.
I have a contractual obligation.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, good times. Party. I don't know. I don't know if I'll come back. I may not come back next week. I'll tell you that much.
Well, you are on vacation anyway, so I think if you're going to take any week off in protest, make it next week.
Way to pull back the curtain and ruin my my dramatic exit, man.
Oh, you wanted people to tune in Monday and go, oh, my God, Ralph was serious about that coming in.
He's so shattered by Pia Toscano being voted off American Idol. He needs to take some time and reevaluate.
Well, I don't know what kind of world we're living in anymore.
Oh, last night on American Idol, Pia Toscano was the least of the vote getters, or so they claim. Here's my theory. Jennifer Lopez. Oh, look at me. I'm so hot, and I am so beautiful, and everybody loves me. Then Pia Toscano comes on the stage. He goes, oh, I look ugly compared to Pia Toscano. Producers, if you want me on your show, you will get her off.
Oh, eliminating the competition.
Yes.
Interesting.
The jealousy of an old wizened has-been like Jennifer Lopez.
Yep, that's her.
She's all about Eve scene. She doesn't want that young, hot up-and-comer to obscure her limelight, so she sent her packing. That's my theory.
I don't think that's what happened.
And I don't know why Jennifer Lopez talks like the King of Mexico either. But I'm telling you right now, that's what happened.
because their people are all from countries where they speak Spanish. But listen, there are a lot of people, and I've heard from Kevin Bean listeners this morning via the email, that think that Pia is fugly. Not only is she not beautiful, that she is not even attractive.
That is madness. I'm telling you,
I'm hearing from a lot of people.
That's ridiculous. That's one of those things you can say, all right, maybe she's not for me, or I don't think she's as beautiful as some people, but to say that she's ugly is just simply scientifically false. It's been proven to be false in the lab. Yep.
I love her from the neck down.
I think
her face is super average.
You are.
Super average.
You are. Well, first of all, your scale is so skewed that it's not even reliable on any level. Because who you think is attractive and who you don't is beyond anyone's comprehension. It is just all over the place. You're a mess.
Muggs, what do you think? You've seen Pia. Beautiful or attractive? Hot? Ugly? Where is she on your scale?
I'm on Ralph's side.
Thank you, Muggs.
Gorgeous? You think she's gorgeous?
Absolutely. Right.
Thank you. And Muggs, by the way, is Jewish, and those people are smart.
Yes. And we own Hollywood and have all the
money. That's right. And they run the banks. They run the bank. Well, Dave, the king of Mexico. What's he done? Oh, that ugly Angelina Jolie. Right. She's a pig. Yeah. So Dave is also all over the place with his insanity.
Producer Alex says she's American Idol hot, which is relative hot, is what that is. Not compared to actual hot chicks. Just hot compared to everybody else on American Idol. What do you think about that theory?
I think when Alex has banged as many women as I have, then we can take her opinion and factor it in.
Okay, interesting.
But she's close, don't get me wrong. She's right up, she's close. But she hasn't quite matched me yet. I'm just saying, even without the beauty, of which there's a copious amount there, super talented, beautiful voice, was the only one who didn't get, oh, you're a little pitchy, dog. Never got that because she was just spot on. Just a beautiful, beautiful voice.
Yeah, technically she could sing, but she was not a very skilled singer, that's for sure. I think that's not to say that she couldn't be worked with, that somebody couldn't have turned her into a singer.
I can't take any more wrongness, please. Stop with all the wrongness. It's exhausting.
She just wasn't that good, Ralph.
You know what? Look at the other 9, 8 people, whatever's left on that show, and don't tell me there aren't 3 or 4 people who are much less than she is. What about George Bush Jr., the country western singer? He's got to stick around? Stefano, the boy band singer? He's the stuff of dreams? This kid? Hello? Is this thing on?
I hear you.
You don't hear me. That's the problem.
I hear you. Well, you didn't vote, and now you got what you didn't vote for.
Oh, I see. That old cliche, huh?
Right.
All right, I'm moving on. Natalie Portman.
You shouldn't even come in next week. That's how upset you are.
Well, you're already on vacation, so it won't really matter.
Natalie Portman, yes. No, I think we can all agree on her.
Going right to birthdays.
Natalie Portman, go
My
ahead.
Vacation starts now.
Dude, you got 3 more minutes. Go.
John Schneider's 51 years old.
3 more minutes.
Today.
Go.
Izzy Stradlin of Guns N' Roses is 49. Julian Lennon, singer-songwriter, son of John Lennon, is 48.
All right, what do I do with this then? Here's a listener who says, Bean, shut up. You don't know what the hell you're talking about. You think that dog face Eva Mendez is hot.
Eva Mendez is hot, by the way.
Eva Mendez is hot. So what am I supposed to do with this guy? His opinion doesn't matter, right?
So is Pia.
Pia's dog food.
Man.
Robin Wright is 45. Patricia Arquette is 43. Katie Sackhoff from Battlestar Galactica. She was Starbuck. Makes a hell of a latte, that kid. I'll tell you, she is 50. Nope, she's 31 years old today. The eyes are going. Taylor Kitsch. The Riggins on Friday Night Lights is 30 years old today. Tara Noah Smith, who was on Home Improvement for many seasons, is 27 years old. And Biz Markie!
Yeah!
Is 47 years old today.
Oh, baby, you got what I need. Would you say he's just a friend? Would you say he's just a friend?
Maybe Pia should have sung this one last night.
Would you say he's just a friend?
I'd like to hear Tracy Morgan do a cover of that.
I think we just did. Oh. Someone tweeted the Kevin and Bean Twitter account, which is at Kevin and Bean, and said that Pia is nothing but a skinny version of Snooki.
Oh, that's madness. See, that's just being mean
these
for
your
Maine's sake.
These are your people.
Skinny version of Snooki. Come on. Seriously? Really? You'll all miss me when I'm gone, when I don't show up to work on Monday.
But you're already on vacation, so it doesn't matter.
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All.
I'm Ralph Garman, and I'm out of here, bitches.
Yeah! Thank you very much, Ralph. Oh, yeah, go ahead and hit that. I didn't have anything to say anyway. Dave Grohl comes back in next week. Also, the beautiful Kat Von D, Norm McDonald, and more. Hurry. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Hey, guys, I just want to say one question. Hello.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
That's what she said.
Kevin and Bean.
The world famous K-Rock.
If I can change, then you can change. Everybody can change.
Oprah, nopra.
Just pass it around.
Boy, you sure know your comedy.
You're talking out of your ass, dummy.
Just pass it on down.
Well, that's our show. I thought it was pretty cool.
I used to be legit. In fact, I was too legit. I was too legit to quit. But now, I'm not legit. I'm unlegit. And for that reason, I must quit.
Well, that was one of the worst experiences of my life.
There's no denying.
Goodbye, Lisa. Remember me as I am, filled with murderous rage.
Okay, by my watch, it's margarita o'clock.